mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
So how was everyone's week?
Oh my God.
Look, she happy as hell because she's been
cheesing. I am. So I am full of life and energy.
Why are you cheesing so hard?
Because I quit my job. Like I said, I was going to.
We harassed people on Twitter. That was fun for a while.
About what?
J. Cole.
Oh, still?
I saw some of that.
Hasn't it been like 2 weeks?
I know, right?
They're everywhere.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
So we just gift
and
them.
It was
basically
from,
gift
it
them.
Was
yeah, like, gift them to death.
It was from someone else's review. Like, it wasn't even about J. Cole's album. Like, it was about someone else's album that J. Cole.
No, that's just today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This has been going on all week.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was.
Hmm. Reminds me, why you take out that Logic stuff?
Because somebody
said, a lot of people
I thought
were
I was talking about
yeah,
that.
Somebody,
no, we all did. Somebody, we all made fun of it.
Yeah, because I got DM'd about that too. Like,
yeah.
I didn't get DM'd.
It just was going off the rails. So I don't know. Once I saw people asking about it, I was just going to put it on Patreon.
Why are you scared of Logic?
Stop.
Logic been getting swole lately.
I just wanted to take over his
hands ain't frail no more.
I just felt like it would have took over the Royce review. Like,
but it was actually I guess now in hindsight, it was a big thing.
Yeah.
At least it turned out to be a thing.
Yeah, because it was like 4 tweets the same day the review, but I was like, go watch the review. I'm sure it's in there.
Right.
It was not. That's why I'm asking you.
Sorry. My fault.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It just kept going and going. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna take it because it's to me, it felt like it was taking over the actual review, and so I just decided to take it out. But now that people are actually asking for it, I'll probably put it on Patreon.
I want
to. Okay.
Oops. Because it's long. It's like 10 minutes long.
Really?
Conversation. Yeah. Just talking about Logic.
Really?
Wait, I want to point something out that B always does. Somebody will be talking, and B will be whispering to Sophie or somebody else. But he'll do it in the microphone.
Like it
I meant to joke on you last time. I see you do it every time. He'll be like, oh yeah, wait, but do it like that. It's like, B, why are you whispering in the microphone?
The mic is literally in front of my face.
Nah, but you lean in every time. Because I watch you do it. It's so fucking funny to me.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So,
look for it on Patreon.
Bet. That's
sweet.
What you tell the people that.
Sidebar.
So, so before we start. If you guys just happen to be going to a concert or a game or anything, download SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek.
That came right on time. That was dope. It came like right as he was saying.
Don't try to play it off.
It was. It was. It came right as he was saying. It was like a
trash.
Like a like a jingle almost. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, and you know, use the code DEADEND. Please use. You have to use the code.
You must.
Use the code DEADEND when you buy your tickets. And so, yeah, do that.
So what happens when they use the code, though, Ken?
Yeah, like what is...
it's the code. Really, just...
Yeah, we get the... Then we know
it's
that
a way... Yeah, yeah no, it's just a way to support
no,
the show.
They get money off their tickets.
Yeah.
They get a discount off
their
tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he get...
Yeah.
My fault. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, Ken, what the fuck, Ken? Yeah, you... Yeah,
I didn't read all the details. Yeah. They said it to me too. I didn't read all of it.
Yeah, no, I looked at the PDF and everything. They get if it's your first time purchase on SeatGeek, so that means you know you use a new email.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's there you go.
That's smart. Use that new email. Yep. And get somebody off your you know what I'm saying, your seat. So if you're in town in a new city, just like how we were last November. And me and Ken decided to go to a Laker game. We used SeatGeek. And I wish we would have had it. Yeah, that's how we got the tickets.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. And remember to print them out and bring them to the venue with you.
No.
You fucked up.
Yeah. I fucked up. Okay. No, but there are certain tickets that you can buy that can be digital only.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't get the digital only. So me and Ken had to go all around
Adventures
and try to print.
In L.A.
Yes, that was the most craziest thing.
I bet that was
We have an episode. We have an episode about it. Listen to it. Where we recapped. The LA trip.
Why you never put that video up? I thought you were supposed to put it.
It was insane.
I still want to.
No,
but,
I mean, I remember he was kind of getting stuff together, but I just thought about that.
It's a lot.
Like,
it's
I didn't
a lot
see
of footage.
It.
I didn't realize.
Like, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it, not because I didn't get a chance to go to
You called him out on the fucking.
Yeah, he did.
And Ken's not going to edit that out.
I didn't call him.
Yes, you did.
I was curious.
That's exactly what you see his face when you did it. He looked all
don't
defeated.
Listen to Mike, I know. Man.
don't listen to Mike, man.
No, also,
it's a gang of footage. I know it was coming from a sincere place.
That. Whoop, whoop.
the fuck was that?
Hello? Whoop, whoop. That ass too fat.
Wait, what was that?
The sound effects. Okay.
Whoop, whoop. Below that ass.
He tried to get our attention.
It worked, didn't it?
Oh, is that what you're trying to do?
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't it? Everybody looking at me right now, right? Everybody's looking at me.
Yeah, like crazy.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
I got your attention.
Right.
What's up?
No, last thing. Listen to the show on Radio Public. That's another way you can support the show, too. So, yeah. Link will be in the description for that also.
In the description,
shout out to
SoundCloud, iTunes.
Yeah, SoundCloud. It's going to be in the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. Link in the description means that it's going to be on all of them.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sophie, last week we were talking about females and uncomfortableness and all of that. Yeah, I'm gonna go right into the pink book.
Well, I don't think
last time.
No. We were just done. Sophie has an outline. I thought she wanted to go.
We're gonna start there first, and then we'll go into the outline.
On this last time. I'm last week on. Is the mic still on?
Of course, right.
On the recap,
right. But nah, look.
Wait. So first of all, tell everybody what you have and tell them how it works.
Okay. So basically, I have the pink book. That that's not technically the name, but that's what we dubbed it.
What's
so,
it called? Just in case people want
The Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock.
Mike, stop making that face. Don't be a child.
Yeah, but this is.
How is that being a child? Because I don't want to sit in a room with fucking five dudes and like a baby sister and talk about love and sex.
Wow.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
It's not, but okay.
Anyways.
Yeah. So this is we call it the pink book mainly because whenever you have a group of people, this can get a lot of things going in a certain direction. So I'm just literally opening up the book, and I'm gonna just read one of these.
Okay.
If I hear a fucking somebody pants zip, I'm out. I'm out. This bitch. I'm just saying.
Out. A zipper. Look at where you're sitting.
I know I'm stuck.
You like that Dave Chappelle?
Oh my god!
Crawl under the table and shit.
Right.
That's the last place I'm gonna go.
Mike.
I was like, what?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Assume you are to be blessed with one lover you adore and one soulmate you can talk to about anything. Would you rather have these be two separate individuals? Or one and the same person, and why?
Why would you want to be two different people?
So that way, maybe you don't always want to deal with that one with one person, so you get two separate things from two separate people.
Isn't that called cheating?
No.
Well, not if you're single. Not if you're single. Assume you are to be blessed with one lover you adore and one soulmate you can.
Well, that's not being single then. If it's a lover. Ignore Ken.
Flooring around.
But either way.
Please name that thing.
We don't necessarily have to answer the question, but these are just the types of questions.
No, answer the question. You threw it out there.
I'm randomly picking.
I don't know.
Smart man. You learning.
If you were confident that their choice would be a good one, would you be willing to have your parents select your spouse? If not, why or why not?
Are you fucking kidding
you
me?
See?
Hell no.
This is the pink book, man.
She picked one of them raggedy bird nest haired fucking chicks from church.
Oh my god.
Smell like fucking bent gay and fucking mothballs and shit. And they ain't even that old.
No, them.
The hard bottom shoes all the time, but they're not heels.
With those candies in
so
the
another
yes.
The strawberry one?
Yes.
Oh my
y'all
god. Tripping. Y'all tripping. All right, so another question. When and where do you make love the most often? If you could vary either the time or the place more than you do now, which would you prefer?
That's a vague ass question.
It is. When and where do you make love the most often? If you could vary either the time or the place more than you do now, which would you prefer?
Wait.
Leave your answers in the comment section.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So basically,
please.
Do you want to have the place where you have sex increase or the time? And which one would you prefer?
This sounds really complicated.
The place.
It is.
The
it
place.
Says okay.
So that's all it is just questions.
It's just questions, and you randomly just go through
that
here.
Shit don't, like, it doesn't have to be that difficult. That shit it's sounds not, difficult.
What?
But look, okay, that was
like a lot of
it
shit.
It does. Like okay, I didn't really think about it too hard.
Yeah. So some of these questions are like, I got it, Sophie.
Okay.
Like,
go ahead, tell him, bro.
One thing you. Wait, hold on. Whoa.
I can read.
No, I just had, okay. I can read.
Okay, go ahead and prove it.
Hey, I already read like three questions, didn't I?
Yeah, you did all right.
What one thing do you think would most draw the opposite sex to you? Better looks, more education, more money, more confidence, or something else?
You know that.
Yep. But that's most guys. Most guys always think, like, whenever I ask or the question is asked, in, like, mm-hmm. in a big group, mm-hmm. most guys always say money.
It's definitely money.
It's always money for guys.
Hmm. Well, I guess it depends on what kind of girl you want, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the question says, what do you think would draw the opposite sex more to you?
Oh, just in general.
Just in general.
Yeah, money.
Money.
Yeah.
Would you want that?
You fucking right. Who doesn't want money?
Not money, but I'm talking about, would you would want money for the, sense, yeah, for the right. sake of drawing other people more
nah,
to you?
No. I don't exactly. want it for that. But I'm just saying, but if I had to select from these options, right? Like, I already look good, so I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you got 10 out of 10.
I got a 10, you know what I'm saying? But shit, I know I look good, though. You shit, know, I ain't an ugly motherfucker.
So like, nigga, I'm a solid 8.5.
Yeah. This bitch.
So wait, you're saying you look good enough to be able to choose another option?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah, I had options.
That. I feel them on that.
You know what I'm saying? Confidence. I'm confident. You know what I'm saying? Clearly. Something else. Like, what? The only thing for me, because I'm short, you know, give me about 4 inches, you know what I'm saying? Be like 5'10". You know what I'm saying? But that's about it. But I take money over the inches, though.
But
I'm
the
sorry.
Money, you know, I think about that. We should not have this TV, because I'd be staring at it. I think about that sometimes. You think, like, people like Rick Ross... Mm-hmm. Or like Diddy, people like that are naturally not good-looking men.
Mm-hmm. Wait, excuse me?
You think Rick Ross is good-looking?
Who? Which one are you confused about, Rick Ross or Diddy?
Diddy.
You think Diddy's good-looking?
Yes. Why do you always do this?
It's the money.
Wait a minute.
It's the money.
I didn't know that Diddy was an attractive man.
This is
man.
My first time hearing this.
That Diddy isn't attractive?
Is?
Yeah.
That's my first. But I never heard that he's unattractive.
I've heard plenty that he's unattractive.
I've never heard like... Black women growing up.
Hell no.
Like, Diddy.
Yeah, no. Hell no. I haven't heard that, but I don't necessarily hear women say, "Oh, he's ugly." Oh,
I've heard it plenty. You think Flavor Flav is good looking too?
No.
Why we at
okay.
it?
Okay. I mean, you're right. I just want to get an
That's
idea.
That's not even in the same ballpark.
I thought they were until today. I don't know.
You also thought LeBron wasn't good looking, so you have no
idea. I don't think I'm alone on that either. Well, I didn't realize that people like men with their hairline starting in the middle of the back of their fucking edge.
Well, not with all that money, you don't even
see know exactly. That. See, now hold on. See?
You proved my point.
You proved my point. You proved my point. I didn't gotta say nothing.
That's not it. That's not it.
Like, I didn't gotta say nothing.
What I meant to No.
What happened was
my case.
No.
What's the next question, Ralph?
Okay. Y'all know what I meant.
No, we don't.
Can I explain?
Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. See, y'all just be so fucking weird about
You're stalling.
Say shit. No. Like, not because he has money, he can have his hairline wherever the fuck. But it's like, you don't notice because he gets that shit done. Goes to the... what? I don't know what type of fucking magic they do.
He probably...
Bruh.
He's
not ugly. Are you
kidding? Ken's showing a picture of Diddy right now.
Are you kidding? He's not ugly.
Look, I'm not into dudes, so if you say he's good looking, so I trust
Diddy,
you.
You'd be like, oh, Diddy, like... what's up?
Diddy could get this work.
I have never heard that.
I've never heard it.
I never heard of an ugly billionaire either, though.
I have. Rick Ross.
Billionaire?
Is he a billionaire?
Rick Ross?
He looks better than he did in the day.
No. Okay, well, he's still not money. Attractive.
No.
He definitely looks better than
you know what? Money, so
he,
money
I was watching Discovery Channel one time, and they were doing this. Nobody watches the Discovery Channel?
No, it was just Rick Ross. Discovery
Channel. I'm just saying, though. No, I'm going to tie it back in.
You already tied it in. You just don't know it.
But they were doing an experiment with men and women. And they were taking these attractive men, right? Like they took... random headshots of a whole bunch of dudes, right? And they had women judge them 1 to 10.
Okay.
So, you know, the more attractives, they move them over here and they put them on this profile paper. And, you know, basically they had a job, an income, and all of this, right? Like the people that with no other knowledge or information were attractive.
Sure.
And then they took the unattractive people and they put them in high positions, well-paying jobs, and this, that, and the third.
Okay.
And then they showed women the profile sheet. hey, you know, this super attractive dude, you know, makes $35,000 a year, is a school teacher, does XYZ, you know, kind of, you know, just homebody.
Sure.
I'm like, nah, he's not that attractive. But the ugly guy that they rated a four before, but he's a CEO of a company, has a private jet, makes $1.2 or $10 million a year. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's more attractive. And every single time, the more unattractive guy with the better job or more money or whatever, with the better
finding the motherfucker. But I also think that that's because attractiveness in terms of like what you would consider like physical attractiveness isn't necessarily the qualifications that they go by when you're asking those questions. So it's kind of like in terms of attractiveness, like the entire package is attractive.
And that's the point that they were making, that women, you know, they're looking for a mate that can provide everything, you know what I'm saying, not just attractiveness, and that's the main reason why women would pick that. So that's the reason why I would pick money.
Okay.
And most men do.
Okay. Because it would just be a more attractive package as a whole.
Yeah, because that's what women, you know. I'm gonna just
no. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Keep reading.
Shaq face like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I think women would kind of bend a little bit as far as on the attraction level. Dude got money.
Tell him, B.
Like, I feel like seriously, you kind of have to.
But what you mean?
It goes
what do you mean? Like, what do you mean you have to? You don't have to. If you're not attracted to that person, why is the money making that person more attractive?
Because I think it's, well, I mean, it's different for everybody. But for me personally, I think it would just be about like maybe the experience that you could, that they could provide for you, or the financial security that they can provide for you, or whatever it is.
So they're not attractive. The experience is attractive.
Exactly.
That's not the question, though.
Well, it says attractive, period. Not physical attractive.
But, oh, Sophie's cheating, so she can't play this game.
She can't play this game. Everybody here knows it was ambiguous and vague.
No, it wasn't. You made it ambiguous and vague because you want to cheat.
Okay. Because
you want to cheat.
Cheating ass.
Okay, I'll be that then.
That's hilarious.
What you looking for, people?
Another question.
Oh, he's moving on.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep it.
If you and a close friend were attracted to each other and neither of you were involved with anyone else, do you think you would be do you think you would be jeopardizing your friendship if you decided to have sex?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Could you ask it one more time?
Okay.
You said you in that. Wait.
Yeah. What? I was friends with my girlfriend for 20 years before we started dating. Okay.
Oh, God bless.
If you and a close friend were attracted to each other, and neither of you were involved with anyone else, do you think you would be jeopardizing your friendship if you decided to have sex?
Yes.
Only if I was interested in somebody else at the same time.
So basically what you're saying is that you can still have sex and still be just a friend with that person. That's essentially what the question is asking.
Okay, well, it's a no for me.
Exactly.
No, so because once you cross that, it's like
hard to just be friends. You're looking at that person in a whole nother level.
Don't change the shit. Ken, shut up.
Ken, we're not just talking about like a random chick. We're talking about
a close friend.
Yeah, a close friend. Somebody that like you grew up with, you've been through some shit with.
Right.
Like if you cross that line, like it's just going to be that? Because think about it. At some point in time, you like, homie over friend. She's better than mama, right? Like, I most dudes with most chicks that are friends, at some point in time, that thought crossed our minds. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a man thing. You know what I'm saying?
It could be a female thing too, Ralph.
It could be a female thing too. You know, you're 100% right.
You use a female on your because it's not derogatory. That's why.
Yeah, it wasn't derogatory. But yeah, it could be a woman thing.
King gonna be throwing him out there for now on. King gonna make it a point to throw it out show that it's not derogatory.
Yeah, yeah, no, it wasn't. And he
listen to last week's episode or the last episode 63, banning females.
Wow. All right, so next question. When you have sex with someone for the first time, do you feel you are making an implicit commitment even if there's nothing stated? If so, what is that commitment and how does it change if your intimacy continues for a number of weeks or months?
No.
Commitment.
Absolutely.
Commitment to blowing your back out.
Other than that, right. Nope.
Nah, ain't no commitment.
What kind of commitment?
To getting out the house.
Right.
Damn.
This is why communication is very key.
You gotta go. Right. This is
why. Right. Wait, hold on. Wait, what can
she
say?
She can't stay the night.
She can stay. I can go.
Ken, like, I'm gonna be at her house.
Yeah, so I got you ain't coming over here.
Ken, I didn't
feel
strong.
That is fucked up.
I feel no, it's not.
What?
Go ahead.
Stay the night.
For what? Because you probably well, they, not. Taking up my fucking space, breathing my air. What if you like to sleep with the TV on like a serial killer?
like a serial killer?
I sleep with the TV on. What does that even mean?
That means you're a serial killer?
Mike got bodies.
Hold on, wait.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you sleep with a fan on?
With a fan on? No, I have an air conditioner.
I do.
I do too.
I can. Thank
you. And I have a TV. And I sometimes sleep with the TV on.
Why you ask that though?
I just
and the
rate
and music.
Ooh, yeah, serial killer.
Serial killer.
I can't. I have to sleep in complete darkness with a fan on.
Otherwise, you're a serial killer.
No. Well, yeah. yeah, basically.
She's doubling down on it.
Yeah, your logic makes no sense today.
I'm sorry. I just can't.
But why serial
what's the
killer?
Point? Yeah, why did you be a serial killer?
Out of all the names.
That's just, that's she's being a serial killer. Right here, I said I wasn't going to do this anymore. I said I wasn't going to protect
you. She never do it for you.
I know, right?
You know? What did you just say? Serial killer.
Pussy. I'll be trying to help.
All right, please ask the next question. Right. My God.
I'm letting that one go.
I'm letting that one go.
All right, last question. You get a good one, Ralph.
I got you. If you and your love... If you and your lover were in a hotel room with a squeaky bed and walls so thin that you could hear voices in the next room, how much would it affect your lovemaking? What if you faced the same conditions at a friend's house?
Are we at a motel?
Friend's house is different than a hotel.
Okay, but that sounds like a motel.
Why are y'all in a motel anyway?
That's exactly my question.
It's a hotel room.
It's a cheap ass motherfucking 2-star hotel.
But I'm just saying, sometimes it be like that.
When?
I've
been in rooms like that before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I am when it comes to.
Wait, hold on. Time out.
Y'all soft.
We talking about grown up, Rod, or.
Like, never in your life, you've never stayed at, like, a janky hotel.
Teenager.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
not right. No janky. Like, no. Right. I guess we're thinking about
right on.
The Bambi Inn.
Yeah.
All day.
Wait. The Bambi Inn? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would do maybe a Motel 6 or something like that. But, like, you talking about the Bambi Inn or something.
I'll stay anywhere. Not now. I'm saying when I was younger.
Yeah.
I would stay anywhere.
I guess I'm thinking about, like.
Thank you.
I used to throw money like that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw the
money. I didn't come up with money like that.
It's really not that cheap, like, depending on where you go.
The fuck,
like,
yeah. You ain't been to the Bambi Inn, bro.
So how much?
The Bambi Inn be like $9.99 a night.
Chill out.
What the fuck?
Thank you. What? And then all that extra money.
Ew.
What? What'd you say?
What is Ron looking at you like, nigga, that's poverty.
Hey, what the hell?
Exactly. That's my point.
I've never known these places existed.
I was poor. I couldn't afford the OR.
There you go.
I don't know about y'all.
What
but
did it look like when you walked in?
It looked like a regular room. I mean, it'd be dirty sometimes. Like, yeah.
Kind of rickety.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's how niggas be getting scabies. We didn't have money when we were like fucking 17, 18.
We're not talking about like now, Rod.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. But you're talking about like what? Like prom and shit?
Like prom is a little bit different. But as a teenager growing up.
I didn't get hotels when I was a teenager. Like,
ooh,
I like
to do for you.
What do you mean?
At least he wasn't staying in
no 99. No, what I'm saying is that, like, I don't know. Y'all were getting hotels before, like,
yeah. I was on tour. Like, I
okay,
was
so that's out. Different. I'm thinking y'all talking about, like, you get older and you can actually go in.
I don't think I was.
Yeah, because even when we played AAU, we stayed in nice hotels. We stayed in some pretty nice
hotels. That's what I'm saying. Like, even when we played ball, I mean, it wasn't like.
Right, it wasn't five stars,
you know, nothing like that. But it wasn't like ran down,
right,
though.
Right,
like you talking about ran? Like I said, I'll do a Motel 6 because I've done a Motel 6 before, or like a Super 8 or something like that. But I'm talking about those ones where there's not even a chain of them. Nah, I can't do that.
Because even growing up, when we tried as a family, my mother wasn't having that.
Like, nah,
but that's so, but that's we're not your, talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about
that.
You.
Like, I wouldn't right, like your I wouldn't do
so
it
you
would
sleep in one that doesn't have a chain. Like, it's just some random
if
place.
If I need somewhere to sleep, yeah. Like, or for something else, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation. We talking about, like, for sexual activities, right?
Well,
no,
so it's like,
it
just said if you and your partner are in a
it
hotel.
It just said the bed squeaky and shit.
So you mean to tell me that you've never traveled and there was just something off about the room? Right, like the bed could be squeaky, the sheets can be, and then you call, hey, I need some new sheets or whatever, okay.
Right.
So at the end of the day, there's a squeaky bed mm-hmm. and thin walls.
Okay,
are you not going to have sex with your partner? And if you do, how does that change the sex with your partner?
No. I never said that I wouldn't do that.
No, okay, but that's the question.
The question went to
asking the question.
Okay.
Come on, that's the question. No, don't answer the question.
No, it just depends. Like, so, yeah, if we're in the room, it's different. It's like y'all said, I'm with y'all on that part where y'all said, if it's a room, yeah, I don't care. But, like, a friend's house, yeah, of course, I'm going to be respectful of my friends.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm with you on that.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that. So not, somehow the conversation turned into a janky hotel, and I was talking about that.
So basically, what you're saying is that you are at all not going to have sex at your friend's house. What? Like, zero.
I wouldn't. Not if it's, like, a situation. Like, okay. It just depends. It's circumstantial, right? Like, if they don't really... They don't mind. I mean, yeah.
But look, as long as you're not over here trying to make jungle music,
I guess that's
I'm with Rod. That's disrespectful.
But what age?
Yes. I know you don't give a fuck, but I'm saying that's
because you're in their crib,
right? If you come to my house and I say, okay, yeah, there's a spare bedroom upstairs. Go sleep. And y'all going up there and you're getting fluid messing up everywhere. That's fucked up. That's not cool.
I don't know.
That's some young people shit.
Aren't you going to change that anyway,
though? Man shit.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. No, not necessarily. That's if I know you're just sleeping.
I need to know. No, hey, this girl. I need to bring her through.
That's different. But so, okay, so if you invite a couple to spend the night, you know, over the weekend, like they're in town, whatever, like you don't.
It's to be assumed at that point. I mean, if they're like.
No, it's not.
For me, it is. For me, it is.
That's what I'm
saying. It is like it's to be assumed, like, especially, I mean, y'all are, they sleeping together in the bed. I mean, they there for like 2-3-4 days. I mean, at max, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you cannot fuck for 2 or 3 days too.
Like, they like doing it in another place.
I don't think that's cool.
No, you personally. look, Mike, I'm not saying that you can't, but you never know. Like, you might have went out, you know, like you just vibing with your partner.
It sounds like it's just none of your business what's going on while your friends are there, you know what I'm saying? Like you saying, like you're like,
it is my business, it's my fucking house.
So if you don't know about it,
know not to come to Mike's house.
There you go.
Night over there, I'll
tell you right now. I mean, you got extra room for me.
You pay rent? Do you pay rent in my house?
That would be anything. You would be running around, like, hey,
I mean, it's one thing if
y'all doing.
Nah. If I heard
y'all niggas fucking up there, I can hear that shit. Shut that shit down.
If I heard it the next day, yes, I would say something to you, like, bro, y'all for real.
Yes. Oh my God!
Yes, I go. Like, come on, man.
Close friend.
My close friends know how to do that shit because I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that to them either.
What if they said it was okay?
You wouldn't question them, B?
I wouldn't ask them that.
Nah, I wouldn't ask them that.
I think that's disrespectful, personally.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that's a little bit different than, like, for example, if you were to just walk in, like, bringing in groceries or something, and they're just fucking on your couch. That's completely different.
Then y'all got to get the fuck up out my house.
Oh, well, period. That's disrespect. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, okay, so if you don't know about it, right, and they come up to you the next morning, you don't hear nothing, you ain't seeing shit, whatever, but they have their, you know, their bed sheets and stuff. They're like, hey, you might want to wash these. You know, it's been a great day.
Get the fuck out of my face.
You want me to wash y'all cum stains?
Thank you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean.
Oh, shit.
You was going to have to wash them anyways.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
So you let multiple people sleep on the same sheets? So
that's the second reason I wouldn't come to Mike's house.
That's the second reason I wouldn't come to Mike's house. You don't wash that sheet? That's why he don't want people fucking on his sheet.
God damn. He don't wash his sheets.
I keep the bitches in rotation, goddamn. You can't fuck my shit up.
Oh, man.
Yo, that's nasty.
Hey, look, I'm letting y'all know. Sheets are always clean in my crib. Y'all need a bed to sleep on, look.
There ain't nowhere for y'all to sleep in my house anyway. There's an air mattress.
Chill out.
Can I smash on the air mattress?
What?
I can't smash on the air mattress?
Look, no.
I don't think he can wash that as easy.
You ain't washed the sheets, no one fucking up.
You can just hold that shit off.
Yeah.
You ain't washed the damn sheets. Not going to make y'all sleep bare on the fucking air mattress. Come on now.
I'm getting some ass at your crib if you ain't washed the sheets. I'm sorry.
Y'all better find a new place to stay in the morning.
I'm sorry.
I tell you that right now.
Hey, Mike, you didn't wash the sheets?
No. Hey, baby, come on. We about to.
Ew. That's so nasty.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on.
Didn't wash the sheets? Y'all got to get the fuck up out my house.
I got one more question. This one's a real good one.
I'm not even coming over with them.
I wouldn't invite you anyway with your nasty behind. Fucking all over my house.
Damn right. Not all on the couch, armchair.
Right?
Ew.
Ew.
All right. Do you tend to fall in love with someone more because of the dynamic between you as a couple or because of who that person is as an individual?
This old Drake-ass question.
Dynamic as a couple.
Infatuation. infatuation for who they are, but love, like actual love for the dynamic of the relationship. Right.
Mm. Love conquers all.
Shut up, Ken.
What the fuck? Keep trying to tell y'all.
Keep telling us, Rob. That's what, else?
What else? B. Put show us on turn. Game. That's an Easter egg for those of you that's
excuse me,
been
what
listening.
Was that question?
Come on, B. They want you to talk more. You gotta.
What was the question?
Do you tend to fall in love with someone more because of that? Do you tend to do you tend to
relationship
or because of that person individual?
Dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah. It probably start off as the person, right? Yeah. The initial attraction, and then once.
That's beautiful, Mike. What you think?
Why are you looking at us?
I just
like
don't
that?
Fall in love with these hoes.
That's why he don't watch no scenes.
Yikes!
No, I think the individual.
And that's why he should watch.
I can get along for the most part with just about anybody, but that's interesting. Why is that interesting, Rob?
I mean, some people can be difficult. You know what I mean? Like
what are you
some people
say, cannot.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
No, I can be very, very difficult.
Oh, so if she, you're saying that you can't be, so she can deal with you.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha, if you can tolerate my bullshit.
Oh, God bless.
Whatever.
That is so beautiful.
Then you're good with me. But if you get mad at me like the first couple days, then
it's a wrap.
Yeah, you got to go.
So it's more about you. I got you.
Aw, that's beautiful.
Self reflection. I got you.
Yeah, I'm learning. I got
that.
All right.
So you want to jump into these? Y'all want to jump into these topics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first things first, a really big thing this week was Azalea Banks versus Cardi B. I know y'all probably have not kept up with it, so I will put y'all on game.
I didn't know. Okay. So
that was a really big thing?
I didn't know that
pretty much.
Cardi B, it was talking about how she mentioned the dark skin women, like calling them roaches and monkeys and stuff.
Mm. Okay. So.
Like she called dark skin women roaches, referred them as roaches and monkeys.
Cardi in B general, or Cardi was a specific dark skinned woman?
That's what
you know
was,
how this goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I don't have the particular tweet in front of me. It was a tweet that she tweeted out maybe like a couple years ago or something. Mm-hmm. And so Cardi B has a tendency to clap back at people. And so sometimes whatever she says just kind of flies right on out. I don't know if the woman who was talking to her specifically was dark skinned. I don't even remember if she was in a conversation with a woman who was dark skinned. But she ended up saying something like, all you roaches just fucking annoying or whatever the fuck she said. And people made that connection. Mm-hmm. So
that's not fair.
What? That
they
made
that. Make that connection. Cause then it seems like you're like self-hate. Like you're calling yourself a roach. If she didn't specifically say you're a roach because you're dark skinned, why would you automatically assume?
I don't know. I mean,
would just figure it was like the Scarface shit. You cockroaches.
You cockroaches.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so basically this week, Azalea Banks was on The Breakfast Club.
Well, did you call Cardi B illiterate, what was it, untalented rat?
I did. And I be seeing it.
Why?
A lot of bitches is mad. I feel like maybe 2 years ago, the conversation surrounding black women's culture was really reaching an all-time high. And we were really like discussing, you know, our power amongst ourselves. And, you know, Beyonce came out with Lemonade and like, there was just this really, really, really intelligent conversation going on nationally. And then everything just kind of changed. And then it was like, I'm just talking about like this caricature. You get what I mean? This mm-hmm. caricature of a black woman that black women themselves would never be able to get away with, you know? Like if my spelling and grammar was that bad, just don't understand how we go from Beyonce and Lemonade and Solange and all of these like great conversations, Black Lives Matter, all these conversations to like this.
Well, black women aren't monolithic though either, right?
I know we're not monolithic, but come on.
But I'm here though, bitch. The fuck?
So that's basically what happened. And, you know, Cardi basically responded and they just got into this whole thing where, you know, everybody basically started feuding.
Well, what did Cardi say? Because she really like read her though. Like online, didn't she?
Who, Cardi?
Yeah, on the tweet.
She said, let's see. She said, Beyonce, wasn't Beyonce the same woman she was talking shit about and dragging all over the media? I'm from the hood and I speak how I speak. I am how I am. I did not choose to be famous. People chose me. People followed me on Instagram and the people gave me a platform to introduce my talent. I never asked to be an example or a role model and I don't want to change my ways because I'm famous. That's why I just mind my business. This is coming from a woman that bleached her skin but want to advocate. Goodbye. I'm not apologizing or killing myself because of who I am. And yeah, and I mean, she also said, you know, you know, they want to see you good until you're not doing good, blah, 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 blah. You know, that whole thing. She just feels like she's in a place where, because she's loud and ghetto and she's said all of these things like, hey, bitch, I'm loud, I'm ghetto. But people are trying to say, oh, you know, well, she basically is where she is because she's light skinned. That's, I guess, an argument that people are making. And
is she light skinned? She's not even like ghetto. Black, really, is she?
She's not black at all.
What is her ethnicity? Cardi B.
She's Puerto Rican.
Okay, so she's not light skinned.
Yeah, she's Trinidad. She's Trinidadian, and I think her dad is Dominican.
She's not Puerto Rican at all.
Huh?
She's Spanish.
I thought she was Puerto Rican. I thought she was straight Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I thought she was Puerto Rican too.
Yeah, she's Hispanic, but I think she claims black.
She does.
I believe she claims
Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, she don't claim black. I mean, you can be a black Hispanic.
You can.
But I don't think that's what she is. Is the point.
Well, I don't know. Regardless, I'm not. I mean, I don't have like a recent, you know, tweet of her claiming that or whatever.
You got her 23andMe.
You know what?
Pulled up her name. I can't say that.
Oh my God, Bacalis, Bacalis Almanzar, I believe.
That don't mean nothing.
That's not a black name.
That's a Spanish last name.
Right. So that means something.
She was born to a Dominican father and a Trinidadian mother.
Yeah, so if
her mom is from Trinidad, then she's black enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion.
I don't know, they'll get on us.
If you're from the Dominican Republic.
Because right. I don't know that the Dominican, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's make that clear before y'all jump on me. I don't know that everyone from the Dominican Republic is considered black, are they?
Well, yeah, because they share the island with Haiti.
True.
But that doesn't mean that everybody there has the same ethnicity.
But... not necessarily, but you know they black. You know what I'm saying? Like that was a big
probably
island.
In color, but I don't know if they identify as
They identify as Dominican,
right?
And they identify as Haitian, but in America,
wait. Not all Dominicans identify as Haitian, do they?
No. I'm saying Dominicans identify as Dominicans,
right?
Haitians identify same as Haitians, same island, but in America we
all
black.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're talking about what the Klan calls us versus what we call ourselves.
Well, not just the Klan. I'm just saying. Somebody look at FIFO and say he's black.
Exactly. Just like Nano, right? Like Nano and me are both Hispanic, but you look at him and you might think he's white versus me looking at me and you think I'm black.
So do you identify as black is the question.
I grew up in black culture. You know
do
what I'm
you
saying?
Identify as black?
If people ask me, I say I'm Cuban.
Stop.
If people ask me, I say I'm Cuban.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So if people ask Cardi B, would she say I'm black?
I think she would say she's Dominican.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's
then
why I said
it's
Dominican.
Not really fair to just automatically say she's black.
I agree.
I thought you were arguing.
No. Yeah. No, I wasn't arguing.
It sounded like you were on the same
Y'all were arguing the island stuff and all
Yeah.
That.
I'm not arguing. No, that's why I said I don't know.
No. I'm just saying maybe not. Maybe argument was the wrong word, but y'all was talking about the island stuff and it kind of went off the rails from there.
So,
But basically white people would see her as black.
Or Spanish.
I bet you a white person probably call her Mexican.
Gonna look so at her. She's a minority at the end of the day. Yeah. They're going to look
they would
at her
probably
as a minority
say, oh, she's
at the
Mexican.
End of the day.
Look at this Mexican bitch.
Right. So basically, just with this conversation alone, she's basically, she's racially ambiguous. Although she has done interviews where she claims black, to be black. But anyway, she was, so Azalea responded on Twitter saying, so because I point out.
She's back on Twitter?
I guess.
She's back on Twitter.
I know she was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's my girl, man.
Yeah, she's my bae at.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's my girl, ass. Too, man.
Anyway, so.
AB. Go ahead.
Okay. So she responds by saying, so because I point out that you get away with being the typical caricature of a black woman that society says is wrong, and you respond by calling me unattractive and bringing up skin bleaching to basically make fun of me for not being light skinned, which I don't recall her doing that, but okay. Cardi is really a bird brain. She doesn't have the vernacular to engage in any discussion about black women's culture, music, or hip hop at all. She's really a hood booger. Wow.
She said, I heard that term in a long time.
She said,
she's hood booger.
Listen. Plus, I also come from the hood. So does Nicki Minaj. LOL. The hood is a beautiful place full of loads of creative, smart, and talented people. You're illiterate because you're lazy and not because you're from the hood. Especially when you're a full-on stereotype. You're illiterate. You're a baby mama to 4 to 5 men who has women crawling out of the woodworks with kids, Jesus. Videos of your nigga fucking other women, your real life episode of Mari, sis.
Man, better leave Azalea Banks alone.
See, I wish she would just but she's good.
But Cardi did say
something. Yeah, same.
Because sometimes she just like.
That's too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because now you're offending a whole group of people.
Can we just go real quick back to the beginning?
We can, but there's two more. I just want to let y'all know there's two more responses, and then we're going to be done.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
You want to just. Okay.
No, yeah.
So Cardi responded. She said, now, okay, keep in mind.
Cardi can go there too, so give it to me.
Well, hold on. Keep in mind.
Shut
up. Keep in mind that Azalea just called her illiterate, right? So this is her response. This is Cardi's response.
I don't like this conversation.
It's fine.
This is mean.
It's fine. Okay. She said, I reread this a couple of time for the Akilahs and the Bees out there. A woman who constantly finds joy in belittling black women, Beyonce, Rihanna, Sky Jackson, Remy Ma, can't try and stand for them because it's convenient. The difference between me and you, I've never pretended to be or represent somebody I'm not. I've made it where I am for being myself and staying true to that. I'm not trying to represent nobody but myself. You busy trying to be a voice of reason and a representative for women of color when you can't even reason with yourself. You can't understand where your insecurities come from and why you're not happy in your own skin. So you think because you can't figure your shit out that you can create confusion for me. Make me unsure about who I am. I know who I am. And then, you know, she says, I'm a daughter to this woman and a father, whatever, all that stuff. And then she says, I've never dismissed my heritage or my culture. I never pretended to sound like anyone or look like anybody for attention or to make me feel better about who I'm not. I've always been this way, always. She keeps going and she says, just because I mix up a few words or forget to use commas or misspell a few words doesn't make me illiterate. I speak two languages fluently. And that doesn't make me stupid. And because I laugh a little harder and talk a little louder doesn't make me a caricature. I think you're advocating for women and you're doing the opposite. I pray you find peace in your own heart and reason in your own mind. Pray for your own success before you pray for the downfall of others.
Were there any misspelled words in that whole?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, she acknowledged if that's the case.
It was literate. That's all that matters. It came out right.
Right. Which the actual definition of illiterate is.
Right.
Exactly. And then the last response, Azalea came back and she posted this photo.
Let's go. Let's do. Ooh.
What's that? Let me see.
Let's do
this. Can't say ooh. Like, why? What was the point?
What is the photo that you're showing us?
The photo that I'm showing is basically...
We'll put it on Instagram.
No, it's basically an image of Cardi B just with no makeup on. Just look, maybe like a screenshot or something.
I don't get the point of that.
Yeah, I'm going to say, what's the point?
She's calling her ugly. I mean, that seems basic to me.
Yeah, it seems basic to me. So she responds by saying, Bacallus, sis, give it up. You have a fever and are leaking breast milk everywhere trying to come up with a refutable comeback. Sis spent... 12 hours proofreading a message while still completely missing the point. You and whoever wrote this reply for you don't have the intelligence to engage in this not so complex discussion. I spoke about it for all of 2 minutes in an interview and you respond by calling me unattractive, mentioning my bleaching my skin and you telling me to suck your ass, immediately proving exactly who I thought you were, a bird. Sis, let's not forget that you look like a big toe with a hammer nail without all that contour in your face. You are a very mediocre looking light skinned woman with cold sore scars on the side of your mouth, a coated tongue. Oh my God. Okay. A coated tongue for you to whack
around. Get the picture. Do we really have to read all this?
Right.
Like, we get it. I think Ken's the only one getting a kick out of this.
Yeah, basically.
So we can stop.
Yeah, I mean, she basically just called her ugly in a very,
so cool,
you know, longly worded essay.
Right. I mean, they're calling each other names.
But isn't this what Azalea Banks does?
It is.
She'd be riling shit up. Yeah.
It is exactly what she does.
DJ, what I wanted to say, just real quick, I just wanted to point out that this is all DJ Envy's fault. Like, he had, and Charlamagne said he wasn't going to even bring it up. Like, this was something she said, you know, a while ago. And in the beginning of the interview, during the interview, she said her mom's listened to Cardi B, and that I think she even said that she's listened to Cardi B.
She thoroughly enjoys her music. She's said this.
It's a video footage.
Yeah, it came about when she was trying to explain what she said to DJ Envy. So DJ Envy.
This ain't DJ Envy's fault. This is Azalea Banks' fault. She's an adult. He didn't trick her into answering the question the way she
did. I mean, she could have did what she did to other questions. Like,
she could just not be a dick face. How about that? Just don't be an asshole.
Right.
Like, Cardi B ain't hurting nobody. She's out here making whatever the fuck kind of music she wants to make.
So,
and I don't keep up with Cardi B, but does she say bad things about people? I don't know.
She's very positive and lifting.
No, she doesn't say that. So she doesn't attack people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why is Azalea Banks doing that?
She seems to mind her business a lot. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it's coming from a salty place or something?
Well, it usually does. And I think what's interesting to note is I think that everybody was trying to say that Azalea Banks was trying to make a point to say, you know, women who are Black or you know, light skinned or whatever, they have these privileges in music or just, you know, careers or just in general. And I mean, to a certain extent, I definitely agree with that because it's something that stems from colorism and things like that. But with that being said, I just kind of feel like she tries to, again, what Cardi said, she tries to advocate for women in such a way, but completely does the opposite, because you're arguing with a 14-year-old. You think you're advocating for dark-skinned women, but you literally just called. There was a comment that I saw that she left under some very dark-skinned girl's page, and she was like, "You look like a field nigger. Go pick some cotton." What are you doing?
Where did that come from?
Goodness. I don't know where it came from. It looked like just a random girl on the internet.
Isn't she bipolar or something like that?
Yeah.
Azalea Banks?
I've heard that too. She's got some kind of mental illness.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what she said. You know, I mean, we can only go by what she says. Now, in the interview, you know, she seemed very clear in her thoughts. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
her explaining what she meant by that comment. And I mean, I think there is some validity to what she's saying.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's part of what was missed. But I also think that we can have both. You know, you can have the Cardi B's and then you can have the Beyoncé's and the Solange's and the SZA's and all these other.
We've addressed this already. You know, like Black women.
And that's, yeah.
We can be multifaceted. We can be multiple things. And it's good that we're not just seeing the Black and the ratchet and the ghetto and the attention. We're seeing the shy and the awkward and the weird. You know, like we're multifaceted and people forget that. But I think that when you glamorize, you know, like, oh, being ghetto or whatever, there's, again, this negative connotation that surrounds that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, bro, if we multifaceted and that's just how you are, what'd you expect? Because if Cardi B walks in a business suit with her legs crossed, who the fuck is that? I don't know that person, because that's not how she is.
Well, I think it's a shame because Azalea Banks is so fucking intelligent. She really is. Like, I've heard her say certain things where I'm like, damn, that's fucking deep. But then she just fucks it all up immediately.
Yeah, the next day she posts something.
It's almost like
5 minutes later, she fucks it all up. And
seconds.
I look at her, I'm just like, God, she's so damn cute. And I like her style. I'm not really a fan of her music, but I think her as an entity is interesting. And then she comes out and her personality is garbage 5 minutes later.
Every 3 months, she always digs a deeper grave for herself. I just don't get it.
The sad thing is, it's like Charlamagne said the perfect response, which was like one sentence. Like, well, Black women aren't a monolith. Well, I know we're not a monolith, but no, stop there. We're not a monolith. Like, you let Cardi B be Cardi B. And how about you be kind of the antithesis to Cardi B, but big each other up.
Right.
Do a song together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ebony and Ivory, I don't know. Like, do a song together and prop each other up. I don't understand why she has to attack her this way. I understand, like Ken said, she has a point with the whole, I don't think a standard African-American would get as far as Cardi B got if she was acting the way Cardi B did.
Right.
Because it's expected of African-American girls.
Right.
But that's not Cardi B's fault.
Yeah.
That she is not, that's not her first language. Like, I don't understand. Like, this is stupid.
Well, I think also, you know, Azalea was pointing to, like, the media and saying that, you know, Black women got to a certain part, to a certain place with their art, mm-hmm. where there was conversations taking place. And then here comes Cardi B.
But it's not like she wasn't contributing to it. Like, Azalea Banks running around calling people faggots and getting in fights at fucking movie parties.
No, Azalea Banks wasn't, but I think she was just saying, like, like everyone else was having,
but she was fucking up just the way she's claiming that Cardi B was. She's running around here starting fights, calling people derogatory slurs.
Ghetto.
So how is she helping the situation? But she's blaming Cardi?
As a matter of fact, she's actually, you could argue that she's contributing to it by portraying an angry Black woman,
that's
right?
My point.
Yeah, so
that's
interesting. Yeah, so no, I agree with you. I don't know, I think it's just weird. Like, I'm hearing it and I'm like, yeah, that's right. And then it was like, oh, but I don't know. And then it's like it's just it's complicated, but it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Something that I saw on social media in response to the backlash of all this was that people were saying, you know, even if a lot of the points that Azealia Banks is making are true, they're not interested in hearing it from her because right. it seems like it's stemming from a place of jealousy. Like every single time like that she speaks, she always picks on people who are more popular than her, mm-hmm. but not, I don't want to say on the same level, but it's like she never picks on people her own size because even this following week, she made a comment saying that Teyana Taylor stole some choreography from Beyonce. Teyana Taylor responded and she was ghost. She did not respond. And somebody hit her up and was like, hey, how come you didn't respond to Tiala? She was like, oh, well, that's not the point. That's not really the point here. I wasn't really trying to and just kind of backed out of it.
Backtracking.
Because you know Teyana would, like, no, that's crazy.
What would Teyana do to her?
I mean, not like fight or anything like that, but she knows that if she were to clock her on that, mm-hmm. all of her fans or whatever, mm-hmm. like she would just have to deal with the backlash of that. And it wouldn't be worth it to her.
I don't know. Azealia Banks has, to me, never come across as a person that cares what people think. So
she does.
She was crying.
She was literally crying on the internet. Oh, my God. Yeah.
She cares.
She
totally cares.
I think if she... Maybe if there was something to respond to Teyana Taylor, I guess my point is that she would have went there. You know what I'm saying? And maybe she just did, maybe she was wrong. And she was like, okay, well, you know, I'll just tap out.
I mean, you're right. She'd never admit it.
Was she wrong?
She'd never admit it.
I ain't never seen no Teyana Taylor video.
Yeah, I just think the entire conversation around colorism and stuff like that is very interesting and it is valid.
Video,
but
you never seen the Faye video?
The who video?
You said Teyana Taylor?
I've never seen a Teyana Taylor video.
You never seen Fade?
The one she was working out at the gym? Mm-hmm. When she
the Kanye one?
Yeah.
You never seen the Fade?
I saw a couple clips of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw enough to know what the rest of the video was.
Yeah.
That was the video.
That's what I'm saying. So I know enough. But I don't know if she's still, like, choreography. I don't care either. Shit.
She just goes around outing shit that nobody gives a fuck
about.
But
Azealia Banks, I'd still take you out for a veggie burger.
Ew.
With your cute ass.
She's
so damn
you don't
cute.
Like a Banks.
She just so annoys the fuck out of me.
Why?
She doesn't say how to talk. Just shove a veggie burger in her mouth. She'd be straight.
Her personality, her personality makes her ugly.
Just eat. Just keep eating.
Her personality does make her ugly. She seemed like a stank ass bitch. I just thought,
sometimes we like stank ass bitches for a hot minute. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
Just for a minute.
Stop
shit.
This black on black woman crime and hate.
There is no black on black woman crime.
Talk about it.
You are.
That stank bitch.
Stop jumping on her because she dark skinned.
As he trolling her.
You know what? You need to stop.
Talk about it, Ken.
Sophie versus Azealia Banks.
Talk about it. Leave her alone.
She needs to leave herself alone and shut up. And what she needs to do is work on an album. Because how many times can you play two women?
We don't need that.
Damn, you don't even give a fuck about that. You can't even support your woman.
I would support her if she was my woman. I'd be like, baby, your music is not for me. But I can understand why people like it. She makes like club music. I don't go to the club like that. And yeah. I don't even mean black club. Like
it's
she
like
makes like
house, like house, yeah, dance, yeah. And it's runway
not,
music.
It's not really for me. But what? I can see the appeal. And I bet she'd be a lot bigger than she is if she stopped being such a dumbass.
Yeah.
She shut up and actually got a PR team.
Right. See, if she come hang out with me, I would straighten her out. I would straighten her out.
Okay. Nah, she too dark. She wouldn't make it.
Wouldn't what? Make it where?
Oh my God. Look
at you're joking.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think she's that dark anyway, but either way, not that that matters, but
y'all about
she's still
color.
Cute as fuck.
Yeah.
I like her. A little glass, her little overbite. I like it.
Mm. She's sexy. Damn,
you got the details.
Bro. She's cute to me. That's why I watch her interviews. Because like I said, occasionally she'll drop a gem. I'm like, there's that one little half a gem.
Right.
And then
you
want to
hit
like
her up on Twitter, bro.
I want to like her.
You sound like a Kanye fan.
No, it sounds like you do like her.
What?
Go ahead.
No, we're not going to just slide some bullshit like, I'm not Rod. You
know?
No, I do not sound like a Kanye fan. I just said that her personality is trash.
Oh, man.
But I think every once in a while, she'll drop something. I'm like, damn, why can't you just stay on that road?
That doesn't sound like Kanye to you?
No, because people that are Kanye fans, they like everything he says. They're like, oh, no, he's a genius. So therefore, even if he says
bullshit,
it's
straight. I'm not saying like Kanye fan. Like what she does doesn't sound like Kanye to you?
No, and I'll tell you why. See, okay. Kanye, I think Kanye just says shit and doesn't think about it. I think Azealia Banks thinks that shit out.
Not all the way.
Nope.
Not all the way.
If you listen to what she says,
I hear
when
it.
When they ask her to explain herself,
great,
she can do that, and she can go on forever explaining it, and it makes sense. It's just fucked up. When they ask Kanye, Kanye just says some off the wall bullshit that doesn't stick anywhere.
But you know what, Mike? That's after she done said whatever the fuck she done said. So she
that's my point. Yeah. She can explain it. Kanye can't.
I just don't think Kanye is as articulate as her.
Kanye's not as intelligent as she is.
Kanye's kind of dumb. He's
dumb. He's just good at making music.
Yeah.
I don't think Azalea Banks is dumb or stupid. I just think she's ignorant. I think if she put all of that effort that she spends.
And jealous.
And I guess. Yep. Yeah, I guess.
What?
Of other people making
of other people's
like, better careers yeah. than
other yeah. making better
wait,
career
Kanye's
moves.
Kanye's dumb in what sense?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Like how? Like in what sense is he dumb? Like
he just tries to do shit to counteract stuff. He doesn't say anything with any fucking
he says
ethical
nothing
sense.
Nothing that's at even remotely intelligent.
Yeah,
he just throws shit out and hopes that it sounds good to other people.
And if it doesn't,
so intelligent in the way he speaks, or like what do you mean? Like
intelligent in the way he thinks, like, in the way he speaks, the way
he thinks. You think he's intelligent?
No.
The way he thinks.
No. I think that Kanye is emotional, and I think Kanye makes good music. I think that's where it ends.
Very emotional.
Just because Kanye got on TV fucking 10 years ago and said George Bush don't care about black people, the same shit that all of us thought. Everyone since then has been thinking that Kanye
oh
is this
my God,
incredible
he's so woke.
Thinker. No, he's not.
Exactly.
No, he's not. Kanye, think about throughout the history of Kanye West. How many deep, intelligent things has Kanye said?
Well, I don't think it's about like deep and intelligent speaking. I think just intelligent mind could be a thing. Like the way he's been able to sustain wealth, right? The way he's
that
been able
require
to
acquire intelligence.
He said he was broke.
But go ahead. Yeah, but I said that's broke. That's like rich people broke. Like,
but that doesn't require intelligence. Like, that requires
to retain it though. Like
no.
Because Jenner is his goddamn mom.
You hire people. To,
there you go.
But okay, so
you don't have to manage.
Okay,
that.
All right. So right. I guess.
You got to be smart enough to hire
that's what I was about to say. So, yeah, it's like.
But it doesn't require your own.
No, because I mean, you can laugh, but like some people don't hire the right people. Some people like. Stay in situations
sure.
too long
but
or
that,
come out of it seem like he's been able to retain.
None of that intelligence with Kanye West. Yeah. None of
know,
that.
Man.
What do you don't? What don't you know?
I don't know. I think that requires some intelligence doing? to stay a million, stay a millionaire.
No, like, he just keeps making amazing albums.
But he, no, he, okay.
Yes.
All right, okay.
And he keeps doing tours and charging $300 for seats.
And leaving.
That's all it takes.
5 minutes into it.
Exactly. That's all it takes. And then people still go.
Overpricing for
that's
clothes.
That's not intelligence.
Well,
yeah, exactly. Making these jacked up ass, garbage ass clothes.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, fraud.
Right. That's all it takes. He's fraud. Not, I don't think he's.
So you don't think he's a good businessman?
He broke.
I don't know if he's broke.
Kanye said he broke. Kanye said he need a loan.
There's two levels of broke.
Yeah, I say wait, 50 Look, Cent. No. 50 Cent said he was broke. He ain't broke. 50 Cent was playing the system. Kanye broke.
He's not out here like MC. He's not out here like MC Hammer.
Kanye is
that's because he married.
Right.
He married to Kim. Oh yeah, that's what
he's not broke.
Kanye broke. Kim's not.
Kanye's not broke.
He's not broke. Yeah. Like Ross said, he
exactly.
He ain't out here like MC Hammer.
Kanye said he need a loan.
No, he's not on these streets like MC Hammer. No,
Kanye a new slave. He need money.
No, I thought that was a choice.
You are dumb. You are dumb.
I mean, look, I thought it was a choice. Talking about some
no,
slave.
I guess, like, ultimately, I guess I'm asking, like, so do you think intelligence always equate to like the way you speak? Okay.
No.
So that's what I'm trying to. That's what I was trying to.
No, it's not the way he speaks. It's not like this is going back to the Cardi B shit.
It's what he
Cardi
fucking
B
says.
Cardi B could be in extremely intelligent.
Right.
I don't watch her interviews, so I don't know.
Right.
She could be extremely intelligent, but since she doesn't speak perfect English, people want to clown her and say
exactly,
she's stupid.
Yeah.
That's not at all what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the shit that comes out of Kanye West's mouth does not imply intelligence.
Mike.
I'm not saying he's an idiot.
Do you feel like that's a little bit classist as well? I saw that take on Twitter where people were saying just because, you know, Cardi B speaks the way that she does and you're not taking into consideration what she's actually saying because you're saying, oh, well, you didn't spell their right or that's the wrong context or that's the wrong tense of this or
that's
whatever.
Totally classist because people forget that not everybody goes to these fancy schools that teach you shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, if she can go to a garbage school and get fucking 60% of that shit right, then I think that that's a very strong sign of intelligence.
And you know what's crazy to me? I feel like, I mean, for sure, Cardi B can obviously flip money because I didn't know who the fuck she was. And she came off of a pole and is walking down Grammy fucking aisles and all this other shit. So, I mean, granted, you know, it takes management and stuff to do that. But even reaching out to those people in the first place and knowing who to talk to and being in the right place at the right time, it's not just like winning the lottery.
Sometimes.
Like, I mean, you gotta.
Sometimes.
I mean,
they just needed another.
I give Cardi $500 to flip that shit for me. Out there.
You give what?
I give her some money to flip for me.
Beyonce and SZA and Solange, they were getting too far ahead of themselves. We had to bring that. They had to bring that shit back.
Take them down a couple.
They
notches.
Had to take Shut them down up. A couple of notches. This is the man all day.
Solange probably really likes Cardi, to be honest.
A lot of people like Cardi,
and that's fun. They should like Cardi. Cardi's fun. Cardi's whatever. Cardi put out a better album than J. Cole.
People, they still
I remember when y'all
that.
Thought Cardi wasn't going to last. Good times.
Oh, she's not going to last.
I still don't think she's going to last.
Yeah, she's not going to last. I haven't changed
but
my position.
But she lasted this long, though.
Okay, a year.
It ain't been that long.
One album. She's one album in.
Yeah, come on, Sophie. Like, when we mean
when
last.
When I say this long, I mean, like, not.
From
not,
last year when she had her song came out.
I'm talking about from the time that Bodak Yellow dropped all the way until this album that we were actually kind of shocked at.
We understand all that, but, yeah.
we gave her props.
But what
yeah,
we talk about last,
some of y'all. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Coming from a hip-hop head's perspective, we're thinking 10, 15.
Oh, minutes. That's what you consider?
Yeah, that's last.
10 to 15 years?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Hell no, that's no. He's on his own with that.
Right,
no?
Like, so, I kind of been short.
Is a good-ass motherfucking career.
That's a great career. But
that means that you last.
Lasting to me is like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be in this game mm-hmm.
two, three years, nigga?
Nah, she's even said that.
Really?
She's like, I put out this album, and if I don't put out another one, so what? I did what I was going to do.
Did she say that?
I saw that. I promise you I saw that. Cardi B. And I feel her on that.
I don't blame her. She's fucking rich.
She's out here trying to be like a legend.
Trying to have a discography and all that.
Yeah. She's trying to be Jay-Z.
No, 1,000%. I think she just wants to create a platform so that way she can, you know, continue to eat off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not a music thing. No. I definitely agree with that. But I'm just saying that I think that her name is going to be around for at least 3 to 5. I think.
Flavor Flav?
Huh? I'm just saying because
I guess we'll see.
I just think that it's not just based off of music. I just think that the fact that she's, you know, engaged or whatever to Offset, Migos is huge. They're going to be here for a while.
Music wise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Music wise, then maybe. Yeah.
So would you still give it 3 to 5 if just music wise?
Just music wise, like 3 max, 4 max. You know, what I'm saying around there.
4.
Maybe. It's just because you know she has like built-in features. You know what I'm saying? Like her music just.
Built-in features.
FIFO, Offset, the Optimist.
Migos. I'm just saying, like that.
But how long is that going to carry her?
I don't know. But here's the thing, right? Like, if we're talking 2, 3, possibly 4 mm-hmm. years, that's really just like 2, maybe 3 more projects,
right? Or shit, could just be one more.
It really could be.
Because if that thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, if
she's going to be touring the end of this year.
Get out of here, Ken. Shut up.
Yeah, she's going to be touring the end of this year, and then it's
going
to take her into next year.
She's
going to
have the baby. Right?
No. She's having the baby, then she's touring. And then this year.
With the baby? That fucking baby yet?
Huh?
No, she hasn't had it yet.
No, I think it's in like July. She just announced
it. Her and the baby gonna be on
she
stage. Had
she looked pretty. Her stomach looked pretty big, though.
Yeah, she's probably 6 or 7
got
months.
One up in there. She got a couple Migos in that motherfucker.
Got another group in that bitch. Damn.
God damn.
Yeah. Okay. So the next thing that happened this week.
A lot of bitches is mad though.
Did y'all see that cooking out while black?
Man, yes, you didn't see.
Of course
we saw
it.
Of course
we
saw it.
I'm telling.
Well, you know, I didn't see it at first, but then
that lady.
When she started crying at the end, right. I think I was when the officer was like,
"No, my mouth was like."
When the officer was like, "Ma'am, I can't do nothing."
So, can somebody describe the video?
That was a great.
I didn't see the video.
You got to.
I read the article.
You got to watch the raw video.
Like, it's 22 minutes long.
Oh,
but it's worth it. It is so worth
a version of it. But yeah, basically,
no, don't watch the show. Watch the 26.
Watch. You got to watch the decline of her attitude.
Yes, yes.
First she's big and bad on that.
Yeah, right.
And then by like that 13-minute mark,
when she was walking away, she was like,
"You're harassing me."
And it was that silent cry, too. Like, I don't know if you saw the one by the car where she was like.
Oh, yeah. Yo, what was funny?
She was all bent over.
Yes. Yo, what was funny is the officer, "Are you finished or are you done?" Like, he had that, "Are you finished or are you done?" Right. Like, okay,
He was like, "Ma'am, I can't do nothing.
I'm not trying for this
bullshit.
I can't
right.
do anything."
Right.
Yo.
Oh my god, just leave me alone.
That was like,
but you know what's really funny? The underlying thing is the white privilege versus white privilege.
Good.
That was great.
That was great.
That was great.
That was great.
Because that one black person up on her like that.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You know what I mean?
That's what I think people are missing, the white privilege versus white privilege. Like that was an underlying funny part to me. Like, she was all up on her, like.
And I don't know how much this is true.
Oh, with the camera?
Yeah. That was a white woman.
I don't know how much this is true, but like they show like a video of like a whole bunch of black folks partying like at the same location. Just like was that, so bigger. That's for real?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, happened? What happened was in that same spot
that's the next level of pettiness.
Yeah, right. In that same spot that she called the cops. Everybody, I mean, a lot of people in that community ended up having a big ass barbecue
Electric slide and shit.
Hell yeah!
Because I was wondering, like, did someone just find an old video, or is that really real? Like, that's dope.
My cousin lives out there. He said they're gonna probably end up making sure the law is passed now, just because of that.
What law?
What law?
Just like the whole barbecue thing.
Because she kept saying
they're probably gonna end up. Like,
you can grill, but you can't use charcoal.
Yeah, he said that's how it usually works out there.
She was right.
That's also
she was right. But who fucking cares? Like, you know, you were not really stopping them.
Right.
Because it's like a fire hazard or something.
I don't remember what it was.
It was the area, so you can barbecue in certain areas of the park, and that particular area you just couldn't, I guess.
No, you could barbecue, you just couldn't use a charcoal grill. Apparently, like. You can use a different type of.
So she really, how would they even know really there was a bent down grill? Like the woman, like the meme of the woman squinting, and she was like, "What kind of grill is that?" Like,
what the wait, who? I didn't, who
I
was
didn't,
that?
I don't get it.
No, I seen that meme, but I didn't know where that video came, like that meme came from.
That's completely. That's something else. I was just saying that's what she stooped down to look like. Like,
oh, okay.
I got a charcoal grill over there. I mean, no, y'all niggas ain't supposed to be cooking over there on that charcoal grill now.
Gas grill going, you gonna see that propane?
Yeah, you can tell from a distance, but
if I put wood in it though.
Like. But you know the best part for me.
I mean, you gotta have.
Y'all never barbecue with wood? What
the fuck? Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, when you using gas, you're gonna see a propane tank somewhere.
Come on now.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm with you too, Rod.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Rod.
For once.
I know, right? I appreciate it. I take it.
But, you know, I think the best thing, like, watching it, I think just watching the memes kind of take off and they just go everywhere.
Mike ass.
Yeah, what I think, and that was
yeah,
awesome.
Check,
that
check, was golden. Check what? Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, community page, everywhere. Mike did a meme.
But it's like, even though it's on social media, I think just the fact that her face is plastered every single where.
Yes.
Like, so you're being shown to the world and mocked for being like a racist asshole.
Miserable.
And like everywhere you go.
Did she get fired from her job or no?
I don't know.
No, she didn't. Okay.
That shouldn't happen.
But everywhere you go, that's what people will identify you as. So I think that's kind of great. I think that's, you know, it's a small little nugget, a little benefit of like social media. You know, doing something like that, even though they're just making fun of her. But at the same time, like, if you see her, you know her. You'd be like, oh, that's you. That's you were that asshole.
She got to dye her hair or something. You know what's funny to me? Just, like, looking at that meme that she has, she kind of resembles Sarah Huckabee Sanders to me.
Someone said that today.
Just with, like, the annoyingness on her face and just the racist. I feel like racist people really have like this certain
look.
They have a racist look. Like they got like the sunken in eyes.
Racist face.
Yeah, they got the sunken in eyes and just the oily hair. It's just like, oh my god.
Sometimes they do have that look.
Oh, and then they have those gas station glasses. Always got the
gas station glasses.
They got
These are like Oakleys or something like that. I think
is that the brand? Ew, yeah, those are so ugly. Yeah. Okay. Well.
She started crying. Oh my god,
well, yeah, that was
that was golden right there, man.
They're harassing me.
The way she just dipped and fainted.
you held all that to the police guy.
Right,
there,
right.
You held
right.
Like a whole
you held
2 hours.
All that shit.
And you just police let it go when the police got there.
She was like, she put them shoulders up like. They started pushing me. I was like, oh my god.
So I saw this interesting article saying that there was details on a Texas judge lowering bail from $1.5 million to $140,000 for a white woman that shot and killed her husband in front of their children because she was white.
Was it in form of self-defense or something?
Was her husband black?
Well, this is him right here.
Oh yeah. Well, he black,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's black. Oh, yeah. He's black. At first, I read the story, and I was like, you know, of course, I'm on the defense. But I want to know what you guys think. So it says a Texas judge reduced bail for a woman accused of shooting and killing her husband. And, quote, Dallas News reports Morgan Sims shot her husband, DeRay Sims, who she accuses of abusing her while their young children were at home. Authorities arrested Morgan after she fled the scene in the couple's Range Rover. She packed a bag and told
OJ.
She packed a bag and told her children that their uncle and grandmother were coming over. As she was leaving the house, she told the children, "Whatever you do, don't go into the bathroom." Inside the Range Rover, deputies. Okay. Inside the Range Rover, deputies found a pistol with a magazine and a live round in the chamber, according to court records. Investigators also found $9,560 in cash, a bottle of pills believed to be Xanax. Also known as Valium inside the vehicle.
Valium.
Sorry, y'all. The attorney. Hey.
I was slow as hell. It took me a minute.
The attorney representing the family of DeRay Sims, Craig Watson, calls the judge ruling the affluenza effect. The term affluenza was coined after a wealthy teen, Ethan Couch? It can't be Cooch. Anyways, Ethan Couch, who was set free after 270 days in prison following a drunk driving an incident that killed four people in 2013. So yeah, what do y'all think about this story?
I haven't heard racism yet, so...
So she left her kids.
But don't
at the
you
house?
Think it was
she left her kids at the house?
I mean, but that's what the courts do. This happens all the time.
I'm not finna insert racism into this. Well, I would need more details.
Well, yeah, I'm not calling it necessarily racism, but don't you think that it's odd that she would leave her kids there?
That's what I was about to cut you off. I'm like,
and say that your uncle is coming over. That's weird to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, white people do weird stuff.
How old did
she was new white though. She was off white.
They didn't.
Off white.
They
hell no.
They mention how old the kids? The kids? They didn't say anything about the.
I don't
the
think
kids.
They mentioned how old they were. No.
That's crazy.
I think it's funny because we've seen instances where you know white people would get reduced sentences because that affluenza thing, like they're not accustomed to that lifestyle and wouldn't mm-hmm. know how to, mm-hmm. you know, react like the guy that raped
the girl
by the trash can, mm-hmm. and he just got probation,
right?
You know, so because they didn't want to mess up his life. So, I mean, if that's what they're saying, I mean, I think that idea is interesting and in how, you know, they look out for one another, but.
I don't know.
We don't know how much.
You don't know if it applies to this.
She is damaged goods to racists. That woman right there, to a lot of them, she's no longer white.
Right, because she's with D-Ray.
Right.
Yeah.
That big black guy that she's with.
She's lucky they didn't increase the damn shit.
That's my point. So I don't know that I would really be entertaining this whole thing of, oh, she only got it because she's white.
She's a race traitor.
Maybe she got it because maybe the judge was sympathetic towards abused women. Do we know?
Was it in Texas, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Texas.
God damn, I'm going there this weekend. I'm scared.
I mean, they let... Bill
are you going to Texas? What
I mean, Georgia's kind of scarier, if you think about it.
What's kind of scarier?
Georgia?
Than Texas?
Than Texas?
Really?
She.
Really?
They still string you behind trucks in Texas.
Take your ass to Texas.
No to
talking that shit you talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. I don't know about this one.
A lot of bitches is mad, though.
Did y'all hear about T.I. getting locked up, like, right in front of his house?
Mm-hmm. No.
That was some petty
I didn't hear about that.
It
was shit. Well, like, what was
the barbecue lady called the cops on him.
Oh, my God.
She done made her ass to Atlanta, huh? Yep. She done made her ass all the way from Oakland to Atlanta?
Right.
Damn.
I'm
tired
of y'all. But now, you know T.I., you know, he live in multi-million dollar homes. So at the gated thing, you're supposed to have, like, a special key to get in.
Right.
And he left it, forgot it, left it at the club, mm-hmm. you know, just whatever. He didn't have it.
Right.
So the guard at the gate was like, you know, if he ain't got it, he ain't going to get through. So T.I., like, you know who I be.
Yeah, you know, and I'm pretty sure, I wanted the guard to have seen him frequent in and out.
And right. It's T.I.
Right. Like I'm saying. You've seen him frequent in and out before that on his own community.
But then, he had called the homie, and then, altercation, cops was called, and then they arrested him. So it was like three counts of, assault.
Yeah, all misdemeanors.
The homie was, he had a, what's that?
The homie did the assaulting?
No. T.I. got charged.
He had a gun or something?
No, I don't know.
Homie had something.
No. The homie had a warrant for his arrest. So he went to jail.
Oh, damn, T.I. Okay.
And then T.I. went to jail too, but then he got bailed out. He knew he
had a warrant. Maybe he didn't know.
No, not T.I.
I don't know.
I'm talking about the homie.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but.
More than likely.
Man, when you push against the system, this is what happened. This is exactly what happened. T.I. out there talking all that shit, trying to be all pro-black and shit. They done locked this black ass up.
It happened in your neck of the woods. You know he stay in Stockbridge.
I know where he stays. T.I. stay right around the corner from me.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know Dead End is making it.
No. Let's back that up. Let me clear that up real quick.
Yeah, he stay right a block. Oh, my God, the street.
Like,
oh, really?
Really?
Hold on,
like,
man.
Straight up? A wordy?
All right.
T.I. ain't calling me.
Hell nah.
No, I didn't hear about that at all. Wow. Yeah,
happened last night, 4 a.m.
Damn, T.I.
They just knew he had some money to get out.
I just think... You're not supposed to have special privileges, but like this is when that special privilege is supposed to come into play. Like, bro, you know I live here, bro. You know who the hell I be. Like, come on, man. Like, let's not, get into
this back and forth. I feel like sometimes when celebrities pull that, though, that's kind of like, bitch, I didn't know who you were, but now, fuck that shit. Like, it's just kind of an ego thing. Like, nigga, you know I know who you are, but fuck that shit. I'm not giving you a pass no more.
But you know I live here, though. Like, look, man, I've been out. You know, I'm fucked up. I'm trying to get home to Tiny, goddamn. You over here fucking me up.
Oh, he's still going home to Tiny?
She's cute.
I think they're back together.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's move on to the questions. Don't forget to send all of your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. Our first question is from
a DM, huh?
Yes, I'm actually pulling them from the DM today. We have a question from Dennis. He says, I'm moving to East Tennessee with my white girlfriend.
Oh, so you must be a black guy.
Go ahead. He's black. Okay. I'm moving to East Tennessee. I'll just wait. It's fine. I'll just wait.
You brought it up.
Is this real?
What?
It must be Wendy Williams.
That's
talent. We supposed to be reading
that
questions.
Fucking talent.
Were they wrestling?
I don't know if you call that wrestling. That's fucking talent.
What is going on here?
God damn,
I'm
boy.
Waiting for you to read the question.
Oh, my God. I saw it. That's out of the pink book.
Holy.
No, they ain't the
pink book. I don't know what book.
That's
the brown book.
Holy
God damn.
I seen that.
What is that?
What is happening?
What is going on?
Dude, dick lasso, boy. I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life.
Bro.
What in the world is happening? And why do you have this on your phone right now?
Freddie Gibbs posted that.
What?
God.
Oh my God.
That's on Instagram or something?
Yeah,
No. I'm fine. I saw it over here. I was just talking to y'all, Mike, about it.
Sophie.
But yeah, if y'all want to see, just go to Freddie Gibbs Instagram. It might still be there.
I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life.
It's not going to be up by next week.
No. It's a story.
He's going to take it down tonight.
Let Sophie.
You don't have to.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, okay. It'll be gone anyway.
That same video, somebody reposted it, and Tiana tagged him on, like, you want to try this?
Oh, you know they be doing some freaky shit.
Of course. I would so watch their sex tape if they came out with one.
I don't know anything about her.
You would watch their sex tape?
Oh, for sure. So many people have like asked them to make one.
Just a question.
You know what? Well, how do you feel about the Love and Hip Hop chick? Like having a, did you see that?
Tia Marie? Is that who that is?
I don't know her name. The one that used
to Tia Marie, that's probably what you're talking about.
And they leaked her like giving head to some dude and.
Not some dude, it was a boyfriend, right?
Well, it's still some dude. Some dude. I don't know who the fuck it was. What's his name?
Some boyfriend.
Then he's some dude.
Either way.
Yeah.
But did you not see
that? I don't watch Love and Hip Hop. So.
Well, I mean, I don't really either anymore. But like, I watch particular
her. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah,
it happened.
Particular.
Yeah.
Oh, but I did see some type of clip of her bashing in some type of, like, goddamn, I don't know, cars, but Mercedes.
I don't care about that.
G-Wagon thing. I don't know if that was the guy who did it.
She was giving head. She was giving head. She was bashing in that dude.
Right. Right,
she was bashing in, and she took it in the face. Too.
Revenge porn,
They posted a picture of her with all over. Like at first, I was like, "This can't be real."
Oh my god, that's awful.
Yeah. I hadn't seen this.
You hadn't seen this.
I don't follow her.
It was trending. I don't follow her.
I don't follow her either. But I saw it.
I saw it because 50 Cent posted it.
He is so. Wait, on Twitter?
No, he posted it on fucking Instagram. I saw it
because I follow him on Twitter. 50
petty like that, man. 50 is super petty.
I saw it because it was trending. Her name was showing. I'm like, why is her name trending? As soon as I clicked on that shit, I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
To me before. Yeah.
Whoa. Somebody leaked a sex tape.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, right. And you know what's funny?
He said that shit like he was proud. Hey, he said that shit like he was proud. That shit happened to me before.
Right.
Had me on camera and shit.
Got me trending this bitch.
Right.
God damn it.
But, man. Yeah, I felt bad for her, man. I mean, I feel bad for anyone.
I didn't feel bad for her, I guess.
Like, why would you not feel bad for her? That's fucked up.
Because I think her ex-boyfriend posted on some punk shit.
He hacked her account and posted on her account.
But I think it was, like, more, like, he was a fuckboy for it versus, like.
Well, that's illegal now, so he in trouble.
I'm confused. So why don't you feel bad for her? That's a shitty thing to do.
Off of something that he did.
Interesting.
No, it wasn't that I didn't feel, like. Of course, if she feels like, if she takes it that way, like, oh man, this is so.
How's she supposed to take it?
Right. But I see a lot of people saying like, oh, why y'all? You shouldn't feel bad for her. I mean, it's her boyfriend.
No, but at the end of the day, that's private.
But that's her ex.
It's her ex.
It don't matter who it was. It don't matter if it was a side nigga. It's a private thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not meant for nobody but me or whoever I decide to be able to view.
I get that. But what I'm saying is that. People, even though it was out there like that, people, I saw a lot of people not looking at it that way. Like, oh, well, it was a boyfriend. Okay, whatever.
Course,
it's just
of course, people outside looking in is going to look at it that way.
What Rod is trying to say
is that he didn't feel bad for her because when people's general reaction was, oh, that's not a big deal.
Exactly.
That's why I didn't see that.
That's what I'm saying.
The general reaction was, that's fucked up. Look at her being a hoe. Look at her taking dicks.
I didn't see that. All I saw,
you're not even at the point where you can assume that would happen.
Right.
I don't understand how you're not at the point where you can just assume that that's going to be the natural response, even if you saw 10 or 15 posts that were outliers.
I'm thinking the.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
the general response is going to be, ha ha ha, look at this hoe. It's not going to be like, oh man, she's really sucking that dick very nicely.
It's not that either. It's more what I saw was like, oh, well, she shouldn't feel embarrassed by that. It just got out, but we all do it and all this type of stuff. So people wasn't like responding
I know
like that.
I understand.
Golly, this is frustrating sometimes.
I understand what you're saying. Just it's fucked up that it's leaked.
So
But
you can't blame
she shouldn't be embarrassed because that was something that they made.
I never want y'all to agree with me. I just want you to understand
where
I'm coming
from. We understand where you're coming from. We don't agree.
Okay, if you don't agree, that's fine. I'm just telling you, I keep saying this is what I saw, and this is how I'm interpreting it.
Did you hear anything that Sophie just said five seconds ago?
I did. You know what? We don't have to talk about it anymore, man. It's cool. It's cool. Let's continue on.
It's been 2 weeks in a row that he's been.
Because I'm like done with this, man. Like I'm so done with this. Like I'm just done with it. Like for real. I'm serious.
Then we shouldn't do this anymore.
No, I'm just saying.
Like you're the only one that acts like this now.
All right, cool, man.
Being real. Like you're getting upset.
Cool, man. Cool. I'm not upset. I'm just like move on. I don't want to explain it anymore. It's just taking too much of my energy. That's what I'm saying. Like I don't want to try to explain it anymore than I'm already doing. That's all I'm saying. Let's just move on.
Can I just say that?
No, move on. Move on. What's the question?
So you the one acting like a baby right now. No, let's just move on.
And people what?
Saying that she shouldn't feel embarrassed because it was something that happened with the boyfriend at the time.
Say that one more time.
But we're going to move on.
Yeah, okay.
Read the question.
Okay, so now that everybody's ready, definitely send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. We have a question
or
today
Facebook.
From... I'm not checking that shit. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, that's for sure. Why I said it.
Like, great. Okay, awesome. So we have a question from Dennis. Jesus. He wants to know, I'm moving to East Tennessee with my white girlfriend. I'm going to assume you're not white.
Right.
There. Okay. She's already warned me that some of her family is racist.
Might be a witch.
Oh my God. This sounds like, go ahead.
As a black man in America with 3 K's, he writes, should I be worried?
Goddamn right. You should be worried.
Get out.
Or will everything work out fine? That's his question.
Man, your girl was sitting on her bed eating Cereals. Cereal separately without the milk.
Don't take your ass down there.
She gave you a damn warning, bro.
Would you break up with her? I'd break up with her.
I'd just be like, we're not moving no motherfucking Tennessee.
I'll leave her ass.
He says, I'm moving to East Tennessee with my white girlfriend. Like, they're about to, like, he's going.
Well, that's where he fucked up.
And say it again.
Is there any way you can unmove Dennis? Like, just stay where you are?
Just leave her ass.
Or maybe they're living together and then they won't be around the family? It sounds like they don't want to be around family.
But here's the thing, man. I just think, honestly, you should be worried. Just added pressure and stress that you shouldn't have to deal with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to feel ostracized every time you are interacting with that family.
Yep. Exactly.
Or, like, what if her dad is helping you move her, like, stuff in or some shit?
But she said some of her family members.
What is his question?
They're gonna be making should he not go?
Should he be worried about that?
What kind of dumb question? Yeah, you should be fucking
worried. Yeah, you should be worried.
Big time.
Yeah.
Give him grape
big
soda. Time.
And the way folks been acting
that's
racist.
That's all one of these questions are real. Like, are they just making
this is real. I think this shit real.
Yeah, they just want to know, man.
Take your ass down there.
I don't think.
Right, like, this sounds like too much of a show or some shit. No, damn. That's yeah. Hell yeah, you should be worried. You saw he gonna put 3 K's in the man.
Oh
the
yeah, he's woke.
Yeah, but he's worried, and he's worried.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's woke for real. I mean,
that's why he's asked us, because he wanted the clarification. Like, man, enough. I don't know, man. I'm a little. Let me ask. Is the mic still on?
He know, man.
For clarification.
What advice would y'all give him
if he decides to go?
I guess you have to give him.
He made his mind up already.
Like, my first advice would be, if there's a way you cannot
bleach
go,
your skin.
Oh my God!
Bad advice. Not
bleach
not
your skin.
Ken,
don't
tell please. Me.
Bleach that. Do the Michael Jackson. Bleach that shit.
What if he showed up in a KKK hoodie and then unzipped that shit like that one again?
Wow.
That's what I say.
No, don't say that. No. Okay. So I mean, if there's a way that you cannot move.
Flower.
It sounds like it's too late.
Yeah, it sounds like it's too late.
I don't understand. What is he so concerned with her family? Is he moving in with her family?
I don't know. He didn't specify.
He just said
maybe they're moving closer to the family.
That's
maybe
what she's it
from.
Like.
Maybe she's over there. Yeah, maybe she's from. I guess East Tennessee. Yeah, that they move into, and yeah, I don't know what to say, bro. Just be worried.
He be
worried.
Up.
Yeah.
When you say, "Yeah, baby, we'll move." That's when he fucked up.
Yeah, just be worried.
Ain't nothing you
and
can do.
And how long he's been dating her? Like, she didn't
tell him her parents was racist.
That's what I asked. And I was going to ask that too.
They never do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to say, you're not going to lead in with that shit.
Right, but I wonder how long they've been dating for him before he finally got that news.
She probably didn't tell him that until after he agreed to move.
That's some messed up stuff.
Because that's some shit that they'll do.
Yeah. Huh. Get out!
Remember I told about the mom? I went down there 2-3 mm-hmm. times before I finally figured out that her parents were crazy. They don't tell you that shit up front.
Damn.
So she
why
was,
would they? Yeah. It ain't. Yeah.
No. You said why would they?
Why would they tell her? Why would she tell him that?
I mean,
because then he'd say, "Fuck no, I'm not going."
Ultimately, right. Dennis, I feel like at the end of the day, if a girl, I mean, to me, it sounds like you're moving closer to her family, and if she already tried to tell you that her family is racist, I feel like that's a clear indicator that. They're not going to try to change to conform to make you more comfortable.
Right.
Mm-mm. And Trump's in office. Good God Almighty.
Yeah. It just sounds like.
Fuel in their backpack, ain't
yeah.
It?
I just don't think that's a good idea. It's almost like she's warning you, like, hey, you're going to be closer in my territory, and I just want to let you know that this is just how they are.
Pretty much.
I feel like she's going to really throw that, this is how they are, that's just how they are.
You
so
just
now,
got to deal with it.
Yeah.
You just got to deal with it.
I don't know if that's the energy that you're going to want to be around. And I feel like. She's not going to be able to A, protect you from that, and B, nope. She might not even want to, because if she has to choose her family that she's known for all her life over you, I don't know how long y'all been dating, but that doesn't sound very stable to me.
Fine. I hope it's a, like an apartment they moving in, because soon that lease is up, you best to get go.
Shit.
He might not make it to the end of the lease, bro.
Shit.
Dang, don't say that. Don't say that.
Damn, don't say that. You can't drink the tea, bro. Don't drink the tea.
If he don't know nobody else down there, he shouldn't go.
For real.
Yeah, that's another good point. That's another good point.
And her parents, he shouldn't go.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Because he's not going to have a support system.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, somebody to come save him.
Just go on and get you a sister, bro.
You don't have to deal with these problems.
Just go on and get you a sister, bro.
Well, there's that. All right, I hope that helps. I don't know if you have a it sounds like you're moving really soon. So if you do, let us know. Write us back and
give us some follow-up.
If you can.
Shut up, Ken. He'll be with us.
He'll be with us.
He's going to be out there doing laps. That's what.
Stop. Scars on his head.
You dumb. You dumb.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so our next question is from... Our next question is from Albert. He wants to know, hey guys, in the past 3 weeks, I've seen on social media two reports of individuals found hanging in the Atlanta area, one on 428, black male, and another one on 513, female, believed to be black, but police haven't confirmed. In both incidents, the police have quickly ruled out homicides, stating that there was no foul play. However, a large number of citizens believe otherwise. I'm from the South, so I know in certain areas you just don't speak on certain issues openly. With your growing platform, do you ever feel a responsibility to discuss these topics? With these incidents occurring so close to home, do you think that you can discuss issues like this openly/effectively, since you're being that you're located in the South?
So report local news and shit?
I mean, we can. And I think that if, you know, an event like that happens, then we would try to, if it's something that.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely touch on more.
I didn't even hear about this. I had to look that up. Yeah. God,
I think I heard
something. No, I heard.
I remember hearing
about.
Nobody told me.
I heard about a guy.
Yeah, I heard about the guy. I ain't hear about the female. Yeah. I ain't hear about the female being home.
Doing it.
That's how he described her in the question.
But that's, I'm telling you, that's how he always uses it.
Okay. There we go, Rod.
Okay.
Keep hope alive.
Okay.
What? Oh, I said it.
Yeah, yeah. So you didn't realize. I know you didn't, because you say it all the time.
Fuck you, Rod.
Okay, so since we're here, sorry, just a quick interjection. Somebody actually made a comment saying that female should be used as an adjective, example, female rapper, not a noun, example, she's a female. It sounds scientific and clinical. So, I mean, personally, I agree with that. But I don't know if y'all gonna do the work to kind of figure out when and where to use it. So that's just my two cents. But yeah, going back to what he was asking in the question, do we feel like we have a responsibility with our growing platform to discuss things like that? I don't have an issue discussing things like that. Do I feel a responsibility to? I think if it's something that is important or...
I mean, I think it's like a good awareness for... Cause I hate to assume, but like I'm assuming that most folks don't watch the news like on a daily basis, so they won't know.
It's hard to sometimes.
They out there hanging folks. If they out there hanging niggas,
they ain't watch the news.
I'm just saying. I'm not trying to get strung up. People say it's a suicide.
Know if they're like doing a lot. I didn't know. Nobody said. Your area?
I didn't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. Nobody told y'all. Didn't tell me that.
I didn't know we had to tell you.
Yeah,
you didn't know.
Yeah, I thought you would be the first one.
I wasn't gonna be like, "Hey, yo, Kim, man, they hanging niggas out there in Piedmont."
You need to tell me they hanging niggas out of Piedmont, B.
You hadn't heard this before.
I
mean,
I didn't.
Yeah, it was. I heard about the dudes. I didn't know about the.
I didn't know
female?
About the woman.
Nobody in my circle told me anything like that. Man,
Now maybe if I was watching news and I saw something like in Stockbridge, I'd be like, hey, Ken.
No, I definitely couldn't that.
Somebody was found in the river over this way.
Yep.
Oh, you're talking about that? Yeah, I heard about that. Oh, okay. But that was after the CDC guy, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that, but that was after the fact.
I mean, I think with our platform, I think it's cool to talk about it, you know. Like I said, because a lot of people they're not informed. They don't know what's going on, especially our local fan base that's listening. I think that's good. I think that's cool.
Like on the hip hop platform or just on this podcast platform?
On this podcast platform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I kind of go back and forth with it a little bit. Like I don't want the responsibility, but I know it sort of comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Having a large platform.
Yeah, I think that's why I like doing like this podcast in particular, because you know, I mean, we're not we're just talking, right? We're just talking about, this is just how, you know, I think just people just have regular casual conversations, and it's going to be right, it's going to be wrong, it's going to be opinion-based, it's going to be whatever. But, you know, for people listening to this, they kind of get a peek inside to how some of those conversations go, because not everything is always politically correct. Not everything is always, you know, like overly articulate and you're using these sophisticated right. sentences and words. You know, sometimes that's just like the you know, those the intellectuals, that whole
oh my God.
Get it out, kid.
It was there. It was just like I saw it. I got to it, man. Right. That couple of speed bumps on them
this
syllables.
This is a prime example of what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
But nah, so yes and no, because and I think Mike says it, you know, often, like, you know, don't rely on us for like your source of like all your knowledge or whatever. Like, we're just some guys talking. You know, just in a podcast, like, we can't help solve the ills of the world, but because people do listen to us and they value some of the things that we say, and they want to know what we think about certain things, I don't think it hurts that, you know, we are able to contribute to the conversation in our way. You know, me being the oldest and going all the way down to Sophie being the youngest. So you get a lot of different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to do one more?
I'm done. Oh, wait, no. There's the one that we need to do, the one about the is that the one you got?
No.
The one about the what?
The one
it's
that...
It's a super old one that he wanted to do.
Because I think we told the people we were going to do it.
The really? One you ended the episode
yeah.
on?
I guess. Y'all better pray I can find
it. It was last week?
No. I don't think you were here. Ago. Were you here? Maybe you wasn't here. I don't think you were here, B.
Where was I? Was I
think you was out, I think
you
was
out
in
of
Detroit.
Town. Yeah.
Or out of town. Yeah. Because we recorded. It's like one of the first recordings here.
Okay. I have it here.
Oh, yeah. I was out of town.
Yeah.
You ready? Okay. So we have a question from IDG2F. Okay, great. So anyways, it's basically a question where basically it's posed like this. My wife named our son after.
I don't give two fucks.
Huh? Oh, my God.
You was trying to figure out.
I was trying to figure out what that shit meant.
His name
yes.
meant. Yeah, I got him. I got
yep.
him.
I was
he was trying to figure out what that name
yeah.
meant.
I thought it was self-explanatory.
The acronym. Yeah. You were trying to figure out what the acronym
was. Hey, look,
he's
listen.
Older. Bear with him.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
None of y'all motherfuckers said it.
Okay. My we didn't have to, kid. It's okay. It's okay, kid. My wife named our son after her first love, and I had no idea. So to flesh out the question, it says, this is my throwaway account. Because she knows my main account. My son is five. About 2 days ago, we were out shopping and ran into a high school friend of hers. She was catching up when she told her friend that we had a son. When the old friend asked his name, my wife hesitated, and I told her. She had a strange look on her face.
Oh, man.
She had a strange look on her face and said, you mean like your ex-boyfriend?
Oh, my God.
Our son's name is very unique to the point that I've never met another person with the same name. Now she refuses to talk to me about it. I feel betrayed and disgusted with her. It's like a switch was flipped in my mind, and I just can't look at her the same way.
So, some advice. If your kid has a weird name, you might want to Google that shit, I guess.
Really?
Just to check. Just to check.
Google wouldn't have necessarily brought up her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
It could have. We don't know that.
But
she
even
said
if he has
did,
a like,
unique
how
name.
Would he, how would, he, how would she know? Like, name? Yeah, like.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was a terrible response.
No, I think that's valid. I think he said that the kid has that his kid has a very unique name, and so that to him is a clue, a sign that's where it came from.
Or next time, ask
that,
him where the fuck
exactly,
you get that from.
That's what I was about to say.
I mean,
where did that name come
you
from?
You can do it that way too.
Yeah, make the, I mean, one, she the, can one still
that
lie.
Makes sense. That's the one that makes sense, man. Like, yeah, just ask like, yo, where. Like, how did you come up with that or whatever?
She could still lie.
I still
I mean, if,
well,
she,
if
lied,
she lies,
that's a deeper,
then you, yeah, then you yeah, really have a reason
a
to be pissed
issue,
the fuck
yeah.
off.
But how, I mean, you might find out like fucking 6 or 8 years later or some shit.
Huh?
Like, if she's.
Change his name.
Ken, no, stop. What?
No, I'm saying, like, if you...
Let her get the sentence out before you yell out your bad advice.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, what?
No, but I mean, if you're about
you're
to...
You're stupid.
If you're about to name your child something and you're like, oh, okay, that's an interesting name. That's not what I had in mind, but where'd you get that from? And she says her answer. It might be a good fucking 10, 16, however many fucking years until you find out that it might have been derived from somebody else that she had in her past.
Right, and then you have a reason to be really pissed off because she lied about it.
17 years later?
Yeah.
You still pissed?
Yes.
17 years later?
I'm a fucking motherfucker's 35. I'm pissed.
17 years later?
I'm fucking pissed.
17 years?
I don't care how many times you repeat it.
I'm still going to say yes. Baffled. Like, that just seems so fucking old to me.
Because you be supportive of people doing fuck shit.
Me?
Yes. You be. Thank you. That's like fuck shit. Serious but fuck shit.
Fuck shit kind of. Sometimes fuck shit like that has an expiration.
See, exactly.
No.
You are supportive of people doing fuck shit.
Like, look.
I mean, it's not even relevant anymore. Like,
it is.
It's his name.
No, what do you mean? Your name is. It doesn't matter how of your identity.
Exactly. How are you going to be upset at that?
What do you mean? How am I going to be upset at that? How do you mean I'm going to be? How am I not going to be upset at that? Because look, here's the thing. Like naming your child is a special thing that is only supposed to happen once. Just like when you get married, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's not supposed to change. So by you taking that action, you took that decision. I you can't do that. Like you can't just look like if that name was like a family member's name or something like that. I get it. But your ex-boyfriend?
I think it would be different.
First love. It don't fucking matter. Another nigga. That's what it come down to. A motherfucker that you ain't supposed to be fucking with no more. And then you like every time you call your son's name, you automatically thinking of that nigga.
Okay. Every single time. How do you think Russell Wilson feels that calling might not Future be your every time?
What do you mean? Like that's completely different.
I mean,
that's still his stuff. That's different.
This is something that you think is yours. You and her made that.
Yeah.
Oh, this
is super creative.
It's yours no more.
Right.
It's half his.
Oh,
right.
Shut up.
It's half his.
Yes, it is.
Not.
Yes, the fuck
yes,
it is.
When you calling him, you calling him.
Yeah.
Yep. That was your first.
You calling the other nigga.
Right.
Dude, I don't see how you can support some shit like this.
Yeah. Change his name.
You can't. He's fine.
What? Yeah.
Yes, you can. You can legally change his name.
Yeah, but he's fine. It's a little too late, man.
He's not going to respond. You're going to confuse him. Yeah, you're going to confuse him.
You don't think he's going to be confused now?
He might not know who daddy is. That's not like saying that this is... Did she say in the letter that was his kid?
I would have questions.
No!
I would definitely...
She didn't... She's right. He
okay,
didn't
so did
say that.
Say that's his kid?
Wait, so
no.
read the first part.
Yeah. Read that again. Because we might be like getting all riled up for no reason.
Because he's five.
So?
How old is your son?
9 and 3.
Okay.
Shut up, Rob.
Even the 3-year-old. Can you really change his name now?
I got you.
About 2 days ago, we were out shopping and ran into a high school friend of hers. She was catching up when she told her friend that we had a son. We had a son.
Exactly.
Right. So it's his
my
kid.
Sperm, your vagina. That's
our
kid.
Are they married?
We created that together.
It don't fucking matter.
Yeah, that's their kid.
Yeah, that's why it might be his kid.
Hell
you can't be naming.
No.
Our son.
She probably just had to say that in front of the girl.
But it's been five years, so now what?
Now it's not between like you and the kid and the name. The name is the name. But now it's between you and her.
Yeah.
Now it's between you and her.
Change.
You gotta try to work that shit out.
Name.
No, Ken, we're not
changing. Look, he's only 5. He has the rest of his life to get that shit right.
Oh my God, Ken, no.
But it's not his fault. And that's he might not... like his name, Ken.
No, or, he, no.
He's used to responding
I'm daddy.
To that.
You don't like that name anymore.
man. Oh, we messed up. We forgot. Like, your name was supposed to be this.
Right, exactly.
Oops. Oh, that other name that you go by is your middle
my
name.
My bad.
I don't know.
Yeah. Dad messed
what
up.
What if she just really liked the name?
Fuck
no.
That.
You know what? Okay, no. So this
what
is my thing.
Right
I can't believe
so,
you.
So,
I can't
so,
believe
so you,
you,
so you mean to tell me, Sophie, that you would just hold that? Like, you would hold that in and not discuss that with your partner? Be like, hey, you know what? Like, there's this one dude. Like, his name was
so unique.
I really like. So you just go, oh, yeah, it should be this.
Okay, for example, like, there's this girl that I work with, and I really, really, really like her name.
Mm-hmm.
And so if hypothetically speaking, if I ever were to have kids, I would really probably name my daughter something like that because I think it's pretty.
Boyfriend.
That's a different story.
You're trying to be slick.
Right.
You are. You're
right.
Trying to be
that's
slick.
A different situation.
Well, I'm using that because I don't think any of the guy that I used to talk to was
right. So your example doesn't work here.
So wait. Right. So let me.
No, but it's still a relationship that you had with somebody at some point.
Were you dating the girl?
Hold on.
That's your first love.
You don't know that.
No. Let me make apples to apples. Hold on, Sophie. Let me make apples to apples. So let's say let's say in the future, I don't know, whatever. This person, you had a lesbian experience with that person, right?
Sure.
And this is the first time, and you're like, holy shit, and you love the name. And then you get married to a super holy, you know, go to church every Sunday, you know, this, that, and that. I know. Okay. I'm just making a scenario apple to apple.
Sure.
And you name your daughter your lesbian experience's first name.
Yeah.
You don't think he gonna have no problem with that?
I don't see why he should.
Oh, nah, he probably
I would have less of a problem with that than I would.
You're like, why didn't you tell me before?
I was still
You've been holding out on me.
Well, then why is that, Mike?
Oh, why is what?
Why is that? Why would you have been less pissed if that's the case?
Because I would assume that you're not going back to her. I would assume if you left her and came to me, then it's for a specific reason.
And so why is that different if it's with a guy?
Because, look, if I've always said, if I lose my girlfriend to another woman, I can't be nearly as upset as if I lost my girlfriend to another man. Because if she left me for another woman, that means she's interested in something that I can't offer her. So if she's naming the kid after a lesbian experience, I'm not in competition with.
Because in your mind, you feel like she's not going back.
I would assume that she's not going to go back.
So you automatically assume because somebody named their kid somebody from their past that you're still in some type of competition with them?
Motherfuck, yes.
That's dumb.
I'll be dumb then.
Like, you put me in competition with that person. By naming,
they like the name.
Come on,
Jesus Christ,
Sophie, you're playing right now. So okay, then why do you think?
That's fine. I'll play then.
Just now finding out. Why didn't she tell him that? Because
it probably wasn't that big of a deal to her.
Wrong. Come on,
and that's why she paused.
You think
too.
She just didn't tell him?
So then why did she react like that? Then?
Come on, man.
Because in the story, right when she saw the high school friend and the high school friend said like, oh, like your boyfriend in high school, and she paused.
Right.
Right? Why did she pause? Why did she have that nervous
reaction?
That's
some sense of guilt. That's some guilt. That's some guilt inside.
She knows she
That's some guilt inside.
And furthermore, like, let's just say if it was you that did it, right?
That's, actually, she didn't pause at the time. She said, the friend said she had a strange look on her face and was like, oh, you mean your ex-boyfriend? That's like,
she was like, weird as shit. She was like, bitch.
First of all, that yeah,
right,
for real.
Right. That was fucked up. She was like, bitch.
That friend was fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going
to
say is,
no,
like,
she didn't have
the
to
friend
say that.
They fucked up. Right. The friend should have said something.
That was some petty.
Oh, well.
Not that petty.
Because she knew she was. Go, I'm sorry, Rod.
No, it's cool. So you're saying if you were in this situation.
Yes.
You're saying that you and your boyfriend or husband or whatever about to have this baby, y'all trying to name the baby. Yes. You was like, oh, I want to name him Tyrone because, you know, that was my first love's name and I really like that name. You would have that conversation with your husband and feel comfortable with saying that?
I wouldn't have that conversation with him.
What Why do you not? Mean? Why?
She would just do it.
Yeah.
Say, fuck it.
Because I'd be like, damn, I fucking like this name. What you think this would is
you,
a dope
so
name?
You
went,
so
okay,
why
cool,
would
you
say
cool.
why you like it? Because there's a reason why
and
you
if
like
you say
it,
no?
right?
Huh?
And if he says no,
then I'd name him something else.
Okay,
no. But answer Rod's question. If your significant other says, "Why do you like the name?" Are you not going to tell him the truth?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind.
So you would tell him, "Oh, this is my first love's name," and that's what
I would.
Name
no,
the
I
baby?
Literally would probably be like, "Yeah, there was a guy that I knew who had this name that it was really, really."
See, now you're lying.
A guy that I knew is different from my first love.
I know how niggas are. I'm not gonna be like, "Yeah, there was this one guy. He dick me down so good. I'm gonna name him that." That's
okay,
weird.
Wait.
That's weird.
Even if you don't say that, what you think that guy's? What do you think is gonna go through his head?
Right.
What do you think is going through that man's head, Sophie?
That's why I'm not going to flesh it out, because I know niggas be tripping.
But
you don't have to flesh it out. That's what Raph is saying. We tripping all the fuck ready.
You need to be upfront with that shit or don't do it. Right. Yeah. Because whether you say it or not, that's what's going to go through that man's head.
I think it would be different if, like, for example, let's just say I'm trying to name, you know, my baby that or whatever, or I bring it up as a suggestion, and you absolutely are like, what the fuck? I hate that name. It's awful. And I'm just, like, pushing for it. Like, but I really want to name him that. I'm naming him that. Like, then to me, that would be like, okay, like, you're doing the most over some shit that, like, you, like, to me, that gives more of an impression that you have a reason behind why you want to name this kid that name instead of just naming him that in passing or because you thought it was a dope name. If I think that somebody's name is dope or whatever like that, well, I'm
that's
just
not what the guy going. He's not going
to. Yeah.
Do that.
Okay.
And no, what I'm saying is that it's I know that niggas are going to react that way, which is probably why she ain't talked to him about it.
But now that he look, this is way too fucking. Look, first, you not naming my son after some nigga you don't fuck with. Right. Period. This is too fucking.
First of all, like first love, like
in a fucking discussion. Don't even bring that shit.
This is your first son.
Okay, what
that y'all having together? Right.
Junior to another nigga.
Okay, question. Question.
Ooh, right. He is a junior.
Junior to another nigga.
Fuck that. Aren't juniors just last name? Shut up, Ralph.
Well, no, but he has a point.
No, that's how the point.
He has a point. That's how it was a little bit off, but he has a
point. No, he has a point.
No.
He has
a
very good
point.
Hey, just imagine.
That's just like saying,
I'm trying to get all technical and shit.
Yo, just think about it. Just imagine.
That's just like saying, there's you're Chris Jr. Like, nigga, you know how many fucking Chris's there are?
No.
If you said the name is unique, stop playing.
Okay, so
just imagine if like she went and told, like she talk to the first love. Oh yeah, you know I named my first son after you.
Fucking ass.
No. I named my first son after
that,
you.
That's
so special to me.
No, that's the thought process we thinking. Hell no.
You got a two-piece of a biscuit.
Fuck that.
You know, you believe in relationships are the funniest shit though.
No,
so
I
that's
don't.
That's not a
thing. That's not true. And you've never heard me say I would leave over like some really petty shit. Ever.
But
next to somebody on a couch.
I didn't leave her for that.
Oh, did you not?
Yeah.
So you stayed with her.
I didn't say I dumped her because of that.
So then what happened? Because it didn't sound very good after that.
It wasn't good after that, but we broke up, but it wasn't because of that. Anyway, back to this story.
Right.
Yeah, I might have to leave her over some shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm out. We got
because
two choices.
Because that's really fucked
either
up.
You change the name.
Really, really fucked
that
up.
That is so petty. Well, run me my child support then, I guess. Shit.
Or maybe you'll be paying me child support.
You need to go call that nigga that you named and get your fucking child support.
Maybe I will call him. Maybe I will.
You love him that guy.
Maybe I will.
Cartavious. Have Cartavious if you want child support. I'm not giving you shit. I'm not giving you shit. I might take the kid with me.
Maybe I shit. Maybe I will.
Kid's
name
Kid
nigga.
From now on.
Or come here, boy.
Right. Why nigga. You keep calling
come
me that?
Little old nigga.
Yeah, come here, little nigga. Why you call me that, daddy? Because your name ain't fucking Cartavious in my house.
Oh, you built a little fort, huh?
Shit.
You built a little fort.
Right. You stupid.
I don't see how anyone
fuck
can support
fort,
this.
Yeah, I don't see how anyone.
I don't see how anyone can support that. Like she, that's really fucking dirty.
That is.
And I feel bad for this guy. We making jokes the whole time, but I really feel bad. For
that
the
sucks.
Guy.
That sucks.
That's really fucked up. And I would not blame you one bit if you fucking left her.
She wrong for that shit. Yo.
Really wrong.
Yeah, she wrong.
You know, I'm really like just going through that whole scenario in my head. And I'm thinking about how I would blow the fuck up at that mall.
Yeah, right then and there.
Right then and there. There's like,
and it's not much I'll blow up about.
You can't hold that in.
Yeah, it's not much I'll blow up about, but something like that, I'll be really pissed on it. Like, I think.
I'm mad now.
Yeah, I'm mad for
it. Thinking about that shit.
I'm mad for
it. Kidding ass, right up and shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because
as soon as. What the fuck was you thinking?
That friend would have had that strange face, my face would have been 10 times stranger.
So, roles reverse, you'll be cool with that?
What's the rose?
If y'all have a daughter and your and the guy was like, I want to name her after my first love.
If I agreed that the name was fucking cute or whatever, I don't think I would give a shit.
Even after I said
you don't think you would give a shit.
No, I really don't. Especially what, I want to take high school word,
Sophie,
gives
but I don't know. So. I just don't know.
So I'd be like, I want to name her this.
I just.
Because I'm not naming my daughter something ugly, first of all. So if I think
it's not about the name being cute.
So if the name is cute, really, regardless of if I name the if
some
I want to name her after,
out there.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to name her after my first love before you,
I think,
you don't have an issue
like,
with that?
To me, I think it would be different if like you always spent your time talking about this relationship that was so amazing and you always talk about it, but you never like fucking
y'all not that
named,
stupid.
No,
y'all aren't that stupid to do that.
It's not the fact that you talk about it.
You don't have to.
You think about it and you thought about it so much that you wanted to name our son that.
It's worse if you don't talk about it,
exactly,
because then it feels like you're holding
you
on to shit
yep,
and
yep,
you know you can't
yep,
tell me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you so find out through your friend.
Man. Yeah, like at the mall? No. Yeah. I'm fucking somebody up. I'm punching the first dude I see. The first dude I see.
Security?
What's your name right there?
Security?
Fine.
You punching security?
I might.
Mall security?
I might.
Okay.
I fucking might.
Right in the damn Adam's apple.
Yep. Yep. There's no way around it that she's wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
She's fucking wrong.
Yeah, she's
wrong. That's dirty shit.
And your man would be wrong, too.
1,000,000%.
Your man would be wrong. He would be wrong to do that.
and not tell you for fucking 5 years.
Well, I'm not naming my daughter something ugly, so. Wait, okay, so wait.
I don't understand why you keep going to extremes.
Because there's so many names out here.
Or this.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
Either, it's like,
if it's a cute name and he's there going
after
there's
that, plenty of
still,
gray area here.
Yeah.
And you're just jumping all the way to here to justify this fuck shit.
So question. So if, I'm not necessarily saying that the roles were reversed, but if y'all had a daughter and like, for example, she dated a guy named Cam and now y'all dated, your named your daughter Cam, is that like worse or is that the same or just whatever?
I don't understand
that.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
So for example, if she dated a guy that she was in love with or whatever, like your wife or whatever was in a relationship with a guy that she was in love with in high school and his name was Cam, and then you guys decided to name your daughter Cam without knowing. Same thing.
Yeah,
applies.
I'm still pissed off.
Yeah, that dude,
the fuck.
The gender, it's male.
That
female,
name is out your tongue from now on.
Yeah.
Damn.
It can be no, in your brain, but it's not. No, you can't. No.
I wouldn't care. But okay, that's fine. That y'all do. And okay, do you want to ask another question? Or are we done?
Nah, we done. I'm pissed.
Okay.
That's fucked up.
What's his name? It don't even matter, bro.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, man.
Yeah.
Very damn, bad. Damn, we all feel bad. We feel bad for you, man, on this podcast.
Don't listen to Sophie. Your girl did some fuck shit, and I would not blame you if you fucking
You'll
walked
be
out
right.
on her.
Yeah, so yeah, no. I guess like, okay, so what's the advice you give, dude?
I told you.
Did he ask for advice?
And you know what? I'm dead ass fucking serious. Change that motherfucking name. I would get that motherfucking change.
Can't.
I am dead. No, I am. Look, I'm telling you.
I don't even know what it is.
I hear you.
I am dead.
I don't even know what either. I don't know
I don't
either.
Even know what
you talk to her and say, why the fuck did you do that?
There's
and
no talking. The only way I would think that this is passable is if the ex-boyfriend died. If she was with this guy and you already knew about it and the dude passed away, fine. I understand. You want to do like an homage. I get it. The dude's gone.
Name a puppy.
The puppy's not gonna be around that long. I'm with you, but I'm just saying, if the dude is dead,
that's the only out. You right, Mike. That's the only out because that person's not here. You don't know what right. that meant. Okay, I give you that.
And you're walking into the relationship understanding that I used to date somebody.
Yeah.
He passed away. He meant a lot to me. Fine, I get it.
Right. But my thing is this though, right? Like if that person meant that much or whatever, right? Like when you get with a chick, you ask about like your previous relationships, right? Like because you want to get kind of an understanding of maybe not all the way in detail. Not everybody wants all the details. I don't want all the details, but you know, I want to know what happened in your last one or two relationships to kind of figure out, you know, you a crazy bitch or you know what I mean?
Somebody
like, you a crazy bitch.
So if somebody like that important to you died, you should know that person's name, right?
If you're
married, or even if you're not married, but if you have a 5-year-old child with somebody, you should know that person's name.
Yeah,
it's very interesting because somebody commented under this and said maybe she just liked the name.
Oh my god!
Okay.
Okay.
Obviously, she liked the name.
This should not surface level.
Okay. Right? This yeah, exactly. That's that fucking internet shit.
Yeah, Twitter.
Get the
bullshit.
Fuck off. Yeah.
They only say that shit until it happens to them.
Right.
Oh. If it happened to you, then you'd be fucking mad. Yep. But when it's on Twitter, it's just like the name.
Yeah, well, see why y'all so mad. Yep. It's just a name.
Yeah, that would really, really piss
another,
you.
Maybe she just liked
no
the name.
Actually, you don't care if it died.
I don't. No, I don't. I don't care. This is my kid and yours.
They ain't ready for that.
I'm doing it.
What?
No, Rod, I was just asking a question.
Oh, I was saying, what would be.
Oh,
even a guy came on here and said, I mean, he said the child's name was unique. Maybe homegirl just really liked her ex's name.
Man, sit your corny ass down.
Also, everybody corny. Yes. Get the fuck out of here, Mike. Yes. Just because they don't fucking agree
Drake.
With you.
Sit your Drake ass the fuck down.
That's why his ass on Twitter. That's exactly why his ass on Twitter. If your ass wasn't on Twitter, you'd be thinking that shit.
You on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter for a different reason.
Wait, I don't understand. What do you mean they're commenting? Did y'all post the question on Twitter?
No. This is literally what y'all wanted me to ask.
I'm saying, where is this?
It was posted on Reddit, and I think, oh, he posted it on Twitter, and people are commenting.
Oh,
So it was part of the
Look,
Reddit
they can
discussion.
Think what the fuck they want. I don't agree.
That's fine. That I never said you had to agree.
Punk ass.
Right. They need to listen to some real
Maybe
niggas,
he like the name. Yeah, maybe he like the name. Maybe she like that dick. How about that?
Thank you.
Maybe she like that dick.
That's what she
there.
Like. She decided that's why she liked the name. She like calling the name when she getting the dick.
Technically, you won if she laid up with you.
Not necessarily. Maybe he didn't want her no more.
Right.
It's not always her choice.
Something could happen.
Maybe he did
you
something.
You the default.
Yep. Yep, you're plan B.
It's a lot of men out here who do play that role. So, oh, well.
Play what role?
But that, you ain't got to be a fucking simp and accept the name of the motherfucker yeah. that she ain't with anymore. God damn, this shit's so fucking stupid. Hey.
He'll be all right.
You appropriately named that situation. That's simping. That's simping to its finest.
That's not his role.
No. If you don't do shit, if you're like, oh, well, it's just a nice name.
No, yeah, you can't. You can't. Yeah,
no, no, no. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta say something.
Yeah, you gotta say something.
Yeah, you gotta say something to her. You gotta get a girl to beat her ass. You gotta find the nearest hood chick to fuck her up.
Yawn. Yep. All right, well.
We get you a Cardi B to handle his business. God damn it.
Where's Shaniqua at?
Cardi B or Shanae to fuck her up.
Shanae.
Big Alice Salamanzar.
I'm gonna go across the fucking hall.
Right. Shanae.
Get Shanae on that ass.
Right.
Oh my god. Yeah. What she did.
What she did.
No, she did.
What?
She oh my god. No oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go over there and boop, 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 boop.
Knock her out. Yep.
She need her ass whooped for that shit.
Okay, great.
She need to get jumped.
That's not cool.
A couple chicks.
They'll be all right.
She might not be all right.
Do you see how it can't be cool at least? Do you see?
Yeah, I see how it can't be cool. I just don't care.
Because they ain't happy yet.
All right, let's have a little.
And it won't because I'm not having.